It's the Friday Night Live Show with Mr. Montana.
'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. You know, I probably disagree with almost everything on this station, but I do agree with the producers about one important thing. We share the conviction that all music has a message. Moreover, we believe it's dangerous to simply soak your soul in music that feels good without carefully scrutinizing its message. Amazing Grace, the song I was just singing, is one of the most popular songs ever written in the English language, yet tragically few people understand what it means. So when you hear a song on this station, or any station, don't just zone out and absorb it. Capture its message at the gate of your mind and interrogate it with tough questions like, what are you saying? Where are you leading me? And how do I know you're telling me the truth? So now, I'll shut up with another song for you to practice questioning. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow.
Hello?
Spocker.
Hello?
Please leave your message for 3108.
To different.
Je content de vous que vous soyez bien. Allah. I'm calling from the spot. Thanks for that.
Yeah. This is the Zizza from the Wu-Tang Clan, and right now you're checking out Conspiracy Worldwide Radio. And you're listening to the Friday Night Live Show. That's right, Jizzle, new banger. Peace.
R-E-L-E-S, Pali, BKMC. You are checking out Conspiracy Radio in the UK. It's Mr. Montana, you know what I'm saying? It's Pali Blacksmith birthday. Peace.
Yeah, this is the Friday Night Live Show. Conspiracy Theory Radio, motherfucker. It's Immortal Technique. You know what you're listening to.
But yeah, this is Fat Post, the most lyrical one. Representing on the Friday Night Live Show, Conspiracy Radio, 10 p.m.
Yo, this is the world's greatest DJ, the Kid Capri. And I'm just rocking with my main man, Mr. Montana. And he's holding it down, you know what I'm saying, internationally. And that's what we do. The No Kidding CEO is here, the Kid Capri. We bounce out like that. Montana, put it on. Alright?
What's going on? This is D40, man. You're listening to the Friday Night Live Show on Conspiracy Worldwide Radio, man. UK, what that is, man, it's feasible, man. E40 Belafonte, man, the best thing since the triple bang. Ooh.
Hey, yo, check this out. This is Freddie Fox, a.k.a. Bumpy Knuckles. That's right, the Underground Don. That's right, spitting till the other motherfuckers quitting. That's right, and we rocking with Conspiracy UK. That's right, y'all. Don't ever forget, underground, hardcore hip-hop for a motherfucker chest, yo. From the chest to the brain, I'm fucking insane with this mic. It's not a game. Trust me, it's Bumpy in the motherfucking house, yo. 100.
Mr. Montana, what's up, man? It's your boy Q coming through the UK. We do it all day. Look out for the song, dog. You know what I'm saying? Sure to be the smash hit for the summer. And remember, Mr. Montana, number one on your radio dial. And all the pretty ladies, we stay making me smile. Your man, too. Holla.
What's up? This is Ant Live, Drama Family Master. Just to let you know, when I'm in the UK, I rock with my boy, Mr. Montana. Act like you know.
Hi, this is Tracy Islands, and I'm listening to the sounds of Mr. Montana on Conspiracy Worldwide Radio. Peace.
Yeah, what up? This is C-Peso coming straight out of the 305 Miami, Florida, representing the Society Show. Want to give a big shout out to Conspiracy, doing it up big in the UK hip-hop scene over there. Yo, enough respect. Keep it moving.
Check. Get on Conspiracy Radio every Friday night, yeah? Tune in and listen to the songs, yeah? Might hear me on there now and then, yeah?
Good evening and welcome back. September the 12th. Friday Night Live show. Absolutely guest packed tonight. I don't know how we're going to fit all these people in. If you just joined us for the first time, welcome to the live show. Shout out to all the people who've dropped in tonight, from the Peter Rosenberg, myself and Menace. Three's the magic number, the first show we did. But tonight it's all about Conspiracy, the Friday Night Live show. Got all the team just behind me tonight. We're also going to hear from Skinny Niner tonight, so that's a big treat for everybody. An absolute ram jam show. We're going to be talking to Large Professor. We're going to be talking to Psychological Records. Hard Man, Mr. Hyde, he's going to be with us tonight. I'm scared thinking about it. Oh, let me get this list, man. So many people. We're going to be chatting to Buff One. We've got MC Paul Barman's going to be with us. Barman. We're going to be talking to one of the finest female vocalists out here in the UK. Natasha Eleanor is going to be with us. And then we're going to be talking, or we're going to be hearing from the real Jerry Springer. No hoax, this is real. The real Jerry Springer's going to be with us tonight on the show. Also, Raw Digger, DJ Vlad. We're going to be hearing from Capone and Noriega's camp. Lil Flip's crew. Also, Uncle Murder. Not forgetting JT, the bigger figure. And, of course, Jay Hood. Man, I hope I covered the list there. Damn, let's start things. Friday night. Oh, welcome everybody. It's Menace and Montana, the Viking prisoners. Get yourself ready. Nice cup of cocoa. It's about to happen. Shout out to all the crew inside. Dino, Menace to the side of me, going down. Crossbone T, Sheeper, Mr. B, Real Talk Gabe. Oh.
And friendships, wishes washed away in broken Heinekens. I keep it constant, bullet trains, they roll like bloody bandages. Society's focus don't even stop for black pedestrians. Fuck cast of pollock, millions critic now who said it yet. Hold baggage like the D-Boss, say a shell shock, homeless army vet. Duty rocks like Quincy Jones, rock shows like televangelists. Beatnik, Herman, underdog, dilapidated champion. Never looking back again, I'm constantly following dreams. I do this for my father, rest in peace, Rhonda and Mama Bean, or anyone who gave a fuck about the kid, not the MC. Feel it in the music, I put my soul inside of it. Like Poltergeist had grabbed the pen, started writing rhymes for him. Gravity from destiny constantly keeps pulling me. A nurse is getting thicker now, I think there is no stopping me. Bull up in a China shop, 01, never stop. Ariana, what stays next? Fuck it, dog, we gon' rock.
The MSN, the Friday Night Live Show at hotmail.com. Let's hear from you tonight.
In the morning, sweat dripping from my head. Make breakfast for my can, take a spliff to my lips. Take a trip to the store and explore through the music. Most of it I don't feel, cause there's no feeling through it. I'm through with all the talk, promoters and dirty groupies. Set me up to rob me, attack me, and try and sue me. I'm through with the promoters and they bullshit, they pull it. I stay barking when I'm roaming through the bullpen.
put me in the game, I'm running out of the bullpen. It's easy to pull gats, it's harder to pull pins. I stay smarter than these rappers complaining. They rapping to blow up, I'm writing flows for the daughters. I show up at the shows like I'm the captain and the starter. Piece of life, Rex all two next, make smarter. It's a new movement, and it's therapeutic music. We got nothing to lose, I'ma rhyme till we do it, come on. The LA sheriff, fuck me, back a Willie Williams. Believe I could rock a house party full of silly children. That Packers burn down all of your Billy Barty buildings. I'm top notch, fuck that Billabongo bottom billing. I'm trying to make some dollars, special shilling. Pounds in the UK, pound it down, and you're not worried if you're okay. And freedom got a KKK. The gas station pumps a prepay. Need a payday on my payday, bumping Dre Day. Fuck these fake scar faces. You just soft inside like a parfait. Fake car chases. Hide your shoelaces, adjust your belt buckle. Sit on it, buckle. When's the last time you really felt the knuckle? The real struggle, the down in your luck trouble. The last money don't lose, the real hustle. The kick in your face and feel humble. That's how I feel every day, if not double. How amazing isn't it? We're waking to a chance to break the infinite. Instead we have our interest limited in what we implement. We let the rules conduct and play us like an instrument. Moving at a pace only with vision for an invalid. Living at the speed of oncoming traffic while I'm staring out the window wishing for some second chances, nothing granted. I hustle just to get myself established, loving lavish, but couldn't stand the thought of being average dinner. They built the sinners and saints, you isn't ain't. I found the world to stay, still the family go faint. Either go hard in the paint or hold your breath for your fate. But waiting with idle hands is only cause for mistake. And what is at stake? It's not just a career and your health, it's everyone that's around you who can't figure shit out. If I'm holding weight, it's cause the world is on my shoulders. It's hard enough to take on an army with one soldier.
We also welcome to the fold. Well, we're going to decide where we're going to welcome these people to the fold. Two brand new presenters or interviewers have sent the demos in this week. And you, the listeners tonight, will decide. Should we give these two people a chance? We're going to be hearing their interviews later on the show. Friday Night Live.
Remember that feeling now? When you wanted to push the rewind button?
As we dust the ash off the mixers.
When you argue with your man like, yo, I'm telling you, pick that shit up, that nigga's crazy. Crazy. Well, that feeling is back. And the name is Joel Ortiz. Backflipped off the monkey bar, been up the slide. Marker in my pocket, what's getting vandalized? Hood, that's what gives this man a drive. I'm ducking under these cars, they letting them cannons fly. A lot of mine involved the life of crime. Seems like hit is nine and me like it is fine. Many include my dudes that's not here. They only roam the earth for 20 some odd years, but they never fade away. Reasonable was my favorite, Jay. I ain't afraid to say it, it's BK. Hold up, I'm a free agent? Yeah, boy. We ain't lose a step. Look no further, I'm the new dude to rep. You fools, this cassette straight. Accept your fate. I dropped the best mixtapes in 87 was my last time, less than an 8. It's what y'all all shall be. I'm nice, I'm young, I'm Spanish, I'm sure like Al B. Remember the Project Jam? You got Shorty on the closet and you all on her back pockets, fam. That's the feeling I bring back, cause I don't do sing rap, but I bet you everybody sing back. Yeah, that's the level right there. What y'all thought I was coming in half stepping? Y'all dumb it, I'm half past seven. New paragraphs repping new. For me to create, feed me a plate of beats, I'll eat everyone. Won't leave behind a crumb, I'm just waiting to happen. Great with this rapping, what y'all talking's all wrong, like y'all faking an accent, though. Just sit in my head, I put teeth under my pillow, but the fairy never visit my bed. I said, like Mom Duke's copping a shit. And me saying to myself, I feel like dropping his dick, man, I'm sick.
Excuse me, y'all.
Nah, it ain't over, it's just beginning, soldier. I'ma need the house, I'ma need the hose, I'ma need the biggest motor. Won't allow me to stop throwing jabs. I'm forming Ali, y'all proud to be Kodo Zab. Kareem, Hakeem, y'all dudes is Greg Ostertag. Marino, I'm Elway, they pick it when you throw a pass. Things that happen in past tense, I lost a race in the hood, ain't finishing last since. If my serve me correct, losing sucks. So I'm in it for the gold like Scrooge McDuck, y'all just ducks.
Joel Ortiz, of course, Memories. right here, Conspiracy Worldwide. I think it's only right we thank Daniel Barch. All the regular listeners will know who we're talking about for that intro. He recorded that especially for the show. Thank you to Daniel Barch for that, what will become the Conspiracy Worldwide anthem. Thank you, Daniel. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Oh no! As we look forward to our first guest, brand new Ill Bill, Friday Night Live, studio crew dancing around.
The motherfucking cult leader is back, the hour of reprisal is here. Billy Idol, put the nine in your ear, the all-time crime is, I'm the nuclear truth. I let Black Walker plutonium loose in the booth. My beats kick you dead in your face, loosen your tooth. I'm creeping upon you like a deuce, deuce in the boot. Trust nobody, homeboys have changed on you. Stab you in the back, full of 12 games on you. Been involved in epic battles of holy wars. No remorse, quiet money, proper Benjamins like Goldie Hawn. Lost religious sleep underneath a soldier's corpse. Chop them in half, use them as a source of warmth. Seven eyes, seven horns, secret wars. Jesus walks across troubled waters, bleeding from his palms. His feet, eyes, ears, nose, his crown, his mouth. Eventually stop talking when they cut his tongue out.
Trust nobody, no way, no how, never.
Trust nobody,
no shit, homie, don't you ever.
Trust nobody,
no way, no how, never.
Trust nobody,
trust nobody.
Trust nobody,
no way, no how, never.
Trust nobody,
no shit, homie, don't you ever.
Trust nobody,
no way, no how, never.
Trust nobody,
trust nobody.
The person you least expected to cut your throat. Be the first creep directed a gun at your dome. I've seen brother kill brother for the love of the dollar. They turn snakes on each other like my mother and father. I beat everything, every angle, every agenda. Many pretenders attempt to enter my presence and tell the intelligence level. Remove the head of the devil. I don't even trust God. I think I'm going to hell. It's a cold world. I don't trust religion. I don't trust the police nor the justice system. I don't like doctors, lawyers, or politicians. I don't like liars, super deception, and ruin our fiction. I pray for peace, but always stay prepared for war. Destroy you if you push me up against the wall. I've seen it all, every one of your love to conduct schemes. Trust nobody, homie, don't even trust me.
Trust nobody,
no way, no how, never.
Trust nobody,
no shit, homie, don't you ever.
Trust nobody,
no way, no how, never.
Trust nobody,
trust nobody.
Yo.
Trust nobody,
no way, no how, never.
Trust nobody,
no shit, homie, don't you ever.
Trust nobody,
no way, no how, never.
Trust nobody,
trust nobody.
Yo.
Shout out to Ryan at hiphopkings.com. Oh, it down, B-Rad. Brad, how you doing, bro? Everybody packed inside tonight. Not only have we got a massive lineup, but also a massive packed studio. And we've had a few people already getting the requests in. Hit us up, the Friday Night Live Show at hotmail.com. You can talk to us live. Or, if you're a little bit shy, you can email us, conspiracyworldwide@gmail.com. Shouting out to George, shouting out to Smithy, UKHH crew in effect, for the people that requested it, straight off that L bill. It's time to stand up. It's time to get ready for our first guest in approximately 5 minutes' time. Straight from the dark, gloomy streets of the United Kingdom. All across the globe. Live.
Anti-family murdered and tortured, raped and pillaged. I was only 5 and I was the only surviving witness. My entire village burned to the ground. He wore a serpent in his crown. Happily committed murder with a frown. And an army of black hooded fiery skull generals. And a sorcerer that can cast spells that'll change your genitals. Held me in slavery till I turned 18. Killed my slave master 5 years later, became king. And I slain dragons and ate steaks during famine. Had the seeds of war planted in a dirty tavern. Had the seeds of presidents killed in a burst of anger. And had their parents bleed to death on the floor of a dirty bathroom. I watched the palaces burn. I seen the ashes of my comrades return to their family in a urn. While a proud child remembers his father that died, the cycle continues with vengeance alive in his mind.
Yeah. I was an angel
angel before a third of the stars fell. Cast with the stirring from Satan into the pit of hell. Our beloved leader forced to be a bottom feeder. The great deceiver, the promised victory over the monkey lovers. We took a vulture, his structure betrayed and fell upon him. We ripped his skin off and crowned a new son of the morning. A new president to lead our corporation. The vengeance on God and heaven's domination. But I seduced the daughters of men and made the Nephilim. I demanded human sacrifice from the rest of them. I became the spirit that tortured and protected them. And I built them the tower of language that connected them. And then the Lord cried, water falling out from his eyes. And my children died drowning in the tears from the sky. And it was then that Satan called back to me with a plan, a design for the ultimate corruption of man. See, back then we used to set the chosen ones on fire. You really think God only sent a single Messiah? And so we allowed the birth of many prophets on earth. And since the followers were human, they were born with a curse. They began to claim superiority to their brothers, and for 85,000 years conquered each other. And when they prayed before battle, they were praying to me, killing in God's name, cause war's my destiny.
War is my destiny. These are God unleashed. War is my destiny. Chaos. AD. War is my destiny. I'm not a bell race toy. War is my destiny.
Hold it down, the Skype crew. We can't take the calls at the moment. Once again, we can't take the calls on the Skype. So you have to hold tight for that. We've got a guest coming up. We can't afford to take it. Lions in the Forest.
Four.
In the words of Anton Deck, it's kicking off, man.
Yo, Slapbox 52. Hand combat, man down. Now you getting treated like a little you. Pearl handle, black ruger popping up. It's the return of the trench coat mafia. You got a click, but I bet they won't die for your last. In the front of the Muammar Gaddafi, I'm busting lead in Armageddon, God is seven. Top of the dome is embedded. I said it, step in the realms and get sweated. My foes get beheaded, live with no edits. Shredded, negative thoughts about the G.O.D. You better dead it, cause that's bad credit. All night, me on the mic is athletic. High heights, seeing my sight is like heaven. Fire, fight, fire, and flights of bad weather. Whatever, get it together, my neck leather. Once again, welcome to the f***ing next level. Metal plus netter, stretch limousines, machine guns running up with 26 villains. Everything old, we fight for the children. 10 steps raw, who want war? Raise your swords and prepare for the lords. Running around like lions in the forest. And we came to conquer the land just like Moors. 10 steps raw, who want war? Raise your swords and prepare for the lords. Running around like lions in the forest. Yeah, we came to conquer the land just like Moors. I'm throwing blind guillotines for Philistine. Came with an illotine to run up in your castle, kill your king. I'm doing my thing, dance with the Lord in the ring. Standing firm in the square like Butterbean. I'm hotter than Shambhala, draw swords before Makata. Rude boy shot up the top dollar. I'm not a big rapper that's not solid. I got it, to say I'm the hottest is just modest. My asses can melt down anything. So anything in my lane, man, I'm killing it. Two bottles of jewels, one spoon of ignorance. It's the vigilance, fit chemist is injuring. Any contender wanna act like he's bigger than I. Skip baked to fry, and that's minimum. MCs who wanna compete, I take 10 of them. Clowns in the street want heat, I got diligence, and that's how it really goes. So get familiar with it, stop looking at the motherfucking videos. Choose your weapon, my tools is lessons. True connection, wrong draw, you lost your profession. 10 steps wrong.
Happen to have played this 3 shows in a row.
Care for the lords, running around like lions in the forest. And we came to conquer the land just like wars. 10 steps wrong, who want war? Raise your swords and prepare for the Lord.
DJ Mux, Planet Asia.
Lines in the force, but we came to conquer the land just like Moors.
Let the rhythm hit him, chew him up, spit him out, get him out. Let's see if the barrel fit in his mouth. Hear the lion roar, what you crying for? I'm at the hot gates, open up the iron door. I'm the king of the jungle, so ready to rumble. Gunshots put the room on humble. I flip beats and make the words tumble. And flip bricks and I sleep on a bundle. Claiming you're off the chain, homie, I'm off the board. Dunk in your face, I'm the lord of war. I'm so much more, you never step up, I never let up. You cause I never get up. Ice in my veins, ice on my chains. I'm nice in the lane, think twice for your fame. Shoot around like dice in the game. You crap out, break your bones when I make you tap out.
10 steps wrong, who want war? Raise your swords and prepare for the lords.
Once again, callers.
Lines in the force, and we came to conquer the land.
You're gonna have to leave about 20 minutes, please. People call in.
Raise your swords and prepare for the
leave it about 20 minutes, please.
Like lines in the force, and we came to conquer the land just like wars.
Or maybe 10 minutes if she's difficult. I'm only joking. We're about to connect to our first guest, Crossbone T. Get yourself in here, mate. We need that number. Can't do anything without it. Once again, Crossbone T. Get yourself in here, man. Blasting off. It's chaos inside the studio. Oh, it's down, Dino. Damn. have to stop that one right there, moving to this one. Crossbone T, once again, get yourself in here, we need that number.
Yo, I rock your jaw. You thug rappers are just not as raw. I'm the type to turn your body of work into a rotten corpse. I rap for mental heads hiding weapons in their college dorm. This shit ain't horrorcore. It's fact I'm the god of war. Find my name scrawled in the walls of asylum corridors. By patience you see my face every time they stop and snore. You don't want to pull my sound snippets cross scenes. That foul mouth prick drowning witches in my bloodstream. Drug fiend masochist, naked raps and acid drips. Hatred's the catalyst for crushing mics with hammer fists. I spend my life trying to hide from psychoanalysts. Me, my stash of tablets and a massive bag of cannabis. The charismatic castaway. Surfing the shadows, I maneuver through the cracks in back passages and alleyways. Happily napping, thrashing acid in a rapper's face. Grab a blade, slash his veins, I love the way cannabis
tastes. Not so much the monkey out the cage, it's the scientist without the radiation suit. Marching with an army of mutated troops. You're bringing flames, well I'm Moonraker, laser proof. Taking on invasions, replicating ninja Kaden moves. When this brigade is loose, we may stage a coup. Strangle hating crews using the laces in their training shoes. We make a pussy out of saber tooths. Victims try negotiating, saying
I can double what they're paying you.
Fuck with the illest of recording artists. Without the Norians, we make sure we finish it before it started. Some rappers sound like they were born retarded and leave with nothing they can show for all the graft, just like an autumn harvest. I break ground just like a tank over some cobblestones, leaving bystanders face down like when a bomb explodes. So check your horoscopes. Even Mystic Meg and Justin Tope know the sinners' rocks are showing you are not as dope.
If you wanna live, I'm not the kid to quarrel with. You'll see a proper flip into your nights, stay into a horror flip. The dead burst through their coffins with words from my apocalypse. This shit's the living proof, the opposite of God exists. The gothic prince, I'm the devil's lost son. Freshly escaped from the flames that kept me locked up. Surviving by beating off the many souls who got stuck. The modern day enigma, breaking the code of conduct. I'm hot headed, my temper measures Fahrenheit. Demon pupil stabbing at his master's eyes with standing eye. The only true fact of life is in the end we have to die. So I'll keep shanking rappers till my appetite is satisfied.
And you can fantasize about the trash you write, keeping the standard high, but you'd be mad denying that's a pack of lies. Vanish like your channel live, taxes mine is massive size. Underground making the granite rise like tobacco's price. Fuck a label advance, I won't aim for the charts. If you're faking your heart, I'm danger like aiming at your face with a dart. Deflate your argument and take it apart. There's no technology available to aid you with the state of your art. I'm game for a laugh, but can't be played as a part. My game face resembles Jason if he ever takes off his heart.
Strange and bizarre.
And this is us before we've even started yet. Tax and Sticky Smalls, there ain't no duo coming half as fresh.
I wouldn't know about that. I think this duo is coming quite fresh. And get me words out. Good evening, Menace.
How you doing, my good fellow prisoner Viking?
I'm all right there. Couple of Viking prisoners we are. Shout going out to all the people who gave their feedback on the first Peter Rosenberg and Me and Menace show. Some interesting comments. A lot of people say that when they've been dissed and people said negative, they say some interesting comments. But no, there was a lot of interesting comments. Who are those guys, man? They sound like Viking prisoners. Viking prisoners? Where did that come from? Apparently, Me and Menace sound like Viking prisoners to the untrained, ignorant, dumb American ear. So if you are an ignorant, dumb American, please tell us, do we sound like Viking prisoners? I have never, ever heard a Viking prisoner ever speak. If you have, let us know. Send us a sound clip if you have got one in your house. Now we're going to connect to our first guest tonight. So it's a very packed show, but it's not going to be all talking. We've decided we're going to keep things short. One of the big things I'm looking forward to tonight on the show, Menace, is the this guy. We've got a guy from BBC Radio Scotland. He says he's pitched himself to us as one of the best Scottish hip-hop broadcasters in Scotland. We didn't even know there were any. He claims he's the best, and he sent us a collage of his best bits. So like
It should be interesting. You played one sample earlier this week. I think it was the Rad Digger sample. Very, very good. I was impressed.
Yeah, you thought he was okay. Well, I'm not sure, though. I'm unsure about him. He says, I've not listened to all his interviews. We've got here. He's going to be interviewing tonight. He's got this collage. DJ Vlad, he speaks to. Ra Digger. J Hood. Little Flips people. Capone Noriega's people. Uncle Murder.
Uncle Murder?
Yeah, and this is the big one. Jerry Springer. He claims it's the real Jerry Springer.
Oh.
I've verified it. It definitely sounds like him, and I think it definitely is him. But anyway, he's sent the collage in. He wants to come on the show, and he wants to do some interviews. We thought it'd be best if we opened it up and let you, and I hate this cliched radio phrase, the listener, let you, the listener, actually decide, should this guy actually come on? But we'll be playing his collage a little bit later on the show. But he's got quite a good CV as well. Quite a good CV. He worked in Saudi Arabia for 4 years on radio. I didn't even know they were allowed hip-hop in Saudi Arabia. I thought you lost your hand, your penis, and everything that was valuable. If you listen to music, I didn't know hip-hop exists out there. But anyway, that's where he was. Just looking, I've got it in front of me now. I'm just looking at his CV. He was a joiner before he became a radio host. He was a joiner. I don't know what's a joiner?
I'm guessing it's somebody that just joins parts. Somebody like, I don't know, maybe similar to a mechanic or somebody to the extent. I don't know, man. Maybe we could run a feature with him, an interview or something next week.
Well, if all goes to plan, I want to know how the people feel him. Like I said,
sounds like a carpenter to me, a joiner.
A joiner. Anyway, I'm sure that Natasha Eleanor's fans don't want to hear us sit here talking about what a joiner is. So shall we bring her on?
Yeah, man.
Let's do it. We're about to connect to Natasha Eleanor. I hope I'm pronouncing the name correct. If I'm not, I'm sure she'll correct me. Unlike Jim Snooker, who allowed me to call him throughout the whole interview, Jim Snooker. So, Jim Snooker, welcome to the show. Oh, word, man, what's up? Jim Snooker here. Jim Snooker, how are you doing? I was thinking of Jimmy White. Right then, let's connect to her now. First guest of tonight's pack show. Got a spider on my neck, Natasha Eleanor.
Hello.
Hello, Natasha Eleanor. Welcome Hello. To the Friday Night Live show. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you very much for having me this evening.
Excellent, excellent, brilliant. Now, how would you pitch yourself? How do you think we should pitch you as the kind of revolutionary poet? I mean, is that a cliche or are you just a revolutionary vocalist? How would we pitch you?
I would say aspiring revolutionary. I think we've all got some way to go. Do you know what I mean? We've always got something left to achieve. So I wouldn't say I've reached my goal of being a revolutionary just yet. But, you know, I hope that I'm on that path. And, yeah, poet, vocalist, that's what I do, write music.
Now, that's a powerful phrase, a revolutionary. Now, what is it about your style, your lyrics, everything about you as an artist that makes you revolutionary?
As I said before, I would say definitely aspiring rather than achieved. And I think it's just about trying to see what is wrong with the environment and the world around you and doing what it is in your power to try and, you know, set that right by, you know, certain means which are maybe more powerful than maybe just, you know, just thinking about it or talking about it. You actually have to do something. And I think that's the important aspect, is to try to do something. And if that's trying to write music that makes people think and maybe change something in the way that they live or just inspiring some kind of positive thought, then, you know, hopefully you're on the right track.
Now, you are building, and I sense that you are being very modest by saying you are an aspiring sort of thing in terms of revolutionary, but you are building a very good fan base here in the UK. Now, for the people that are tuned in the other countries, what sort of topics do you cover? I mean, let's just act like we're naive here. I mean, are you going down the Immortal Technique, the aggressive, aspiring revolutionary? I mean, what sort of topics and how would you describe what you do?
I think Immortal Technique, I mean, I'm a big, big fan of his music. I have been for a long time. I think what he does is very powerful. I think he's definitely much more along the path than I am in terms of the projects that he's doing and, you know, like the orphanages that he's, you know, helping to build around the world and things like that. That's something that I haven't reached that level yet. But at the same time, you know, certainly some of the topics that I would discuss in my music touch upon some of the same things that he does. I believe that we need to look at our ancestry, wherever we're from, and try and draw strength from it. And, you know, the wrongs that have been done in the past, we all need to acknowledge that everything is linked, and we need to try and, you know, grow together as a people, as one people, to try and, yeah, you know, grow towards something more positive and break down some of the barriers around us. And I definitely believe, you know, when he preaches things like it's more about class rather than about race. And, you know, I also believe that race is, you know, something that has been essentially invented to control people. So those are some of the topics I discuss. Some of them are more, you know, lighter in terms of emotional things. I don't really generally write love songs, not because I have anything against them, but it doesn't necessarily inspire me to write as much as, I don't know, let's say third world debt or hunger in some countries or war or things like that, or some, you know, things that make me angry inside. That anger has to come out somehow, and generally it's through my lyrics.
Now, who are your audience then? I mean, if you had to describe your audience at the moment, would you say everybody, or have you got kind of a niche audience?
I wouldn't say there's a niche as such. I mean, judging by the shows that I do and the people that will come and talk to me afterwards, or the people that write to me on my MySpace, it's a wide, you know, range of people from around the world and all different ages, and people that wouldn't necessarily, I would think, would listen to what I do. I mean, it's kind of a mixture of hip-hop and reggae and Latin soul and a whole kind of melting pot of, you know, of my influences. And I think the audience reflects that. And I think there's a lot of people in the world who are just maybe a little bit disillusioned and dissatisfied with the thing that they are kind of force-fed, and they're looking for something a little bit more truthful and something that maybe looks for the truth. And maybe sometimes, you know, the hardcore hip-hop element of it is an amazing platform, but sometimes it can be a little bit maybe not intimidating for some people. Maybe they don't identify. I think maybe I try and embody what real hip-hop has to offer, but also within a musical way that maybe some people will find easier to kind of, you know, sit with and chill with a little bit. So, and with the reggae in there as well. So it's kind of, yeah, a big mix for a lot of people.
Now it is, and I was going to ask you about your musical influences, but before I do that then, that's one thing I find about your music, your track sitting here, that your music is very accessible, yet normally we would say if something is accessible musically, there's nothing in it. You know, it's very transparent, there's nothing there, that's why it's so accessible. But you've managed to achieve this accessibility, so you'll pull people who aren't necessarily hip-hop fans, but there's a message in every single track I've got sat here.
I think so, and I think that's what I try and do. I think everything that you do and everything that you try and portray to people or bring to the table should have substance. Otherwise, it's kind of like, it's for the wrong reasons, and it won't sustain, you know, for a long time for the right reasons. So I think substance is very important to me, and I think growing up with so many different musical influences kind of helps, but at the same time, I didn't start from very young performing, so I was more of a writer, so I used to write lyrics and poetry and things like that, but also listen to a lot of different kinds of music. And then I kind of gained the confidence to bring, you know, the live aspect to what I do through more kind of open mic, like hip-hop kind of things. And I think that's where the strong kind of hip-hop expressive element and the topics maybe that I talk about, which you do find a lot in reggae music as well, you know, it's a very political genre, and in reggae as well as hip-hop, it's kind of a platform where people can really express what they really feel. And I just think it's important to mix that together with the musicality of it and try and bring something new musically as well as lyrically. It doesn't always have to be one or the other, and I try and do both.
What about your gender? What sort of impact do you think that has on the way you're received by people?
I mean, there is definitely a lack, I would say, of kind of really strong British or whatever female hip-hop artists as such. I wouldn't necessarily classify myself as a hip-hop artist per se, but, you know, whatever that broader genre is. And I don't know whether that's because they're not there or just because they're not getting, you know, the recognition that they deserve. And I think it's hard to push yourself through whoever you are if you're an independent artist. But I don't know, I think I haven't personally experienced any negative aspects to my music because I'm a female. But I think, you know, if you're good at what you do and you strive and you work hard, then those kind of things shouldn't get in your way.
No, you gain respect. You gain respect by doing
that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, there's been quite a few listeners who are just hitting us up on the MSN at the moment saying the question, who's this? So let's talk about your achievements and let's talk about your music a bit more. So I'll just let you sell yourself for people who aren't aware of your music or what you've actually done.
Yeah, that's cool. I perform under the name Aruba Red. My real name is Natasha Lunare, as you introduced me before, but I perform under the name Aruba Red. You can check out the MySpace, which is myspace.com/Aruba Red Music. Currently, I'm an emerging artist in residence at the Royal Festival Hall in London, where I've worked with a whole host of different artists, some of the people you may have heard of who are also residents there. Iron Braids, who used to be part of Blind Alphabets, and Riz MC, Nathan Flutebox Lee, those are some of the people who are also working there. I've performed at various festivals, Glastonbury, Abbey Road Studios, also did the Love Music Hate Racism Festival earlier this year. My debut album is coming out on Monday on iTunes and through AWOL, which is Artists Without a Label. I've been recording over here with an independent production company called Catch 22, who are based in Reading, who look after artists such as Deadly Hunter and also Elquest, who I'm giving a shout out because I know he's tuned in tonight. And also I've worked with a young producer who goes by the name of Paradox. He's produced a couple of tracks on the album. And yeah, I'm just gigging around London. I mainly do stuff with an acoustic setup, which is myself on vocals and Ronell Shaw on acoustic guitar, and then Kaz Hussein on cajon, which is a type of drum which looks like a box. And we kind of try and bring a real, like, musical and acoustic aspect with real political lyrics to the table. And at the moment, yeah, things are going well. So fingers crossed they will carry on too.
Absolutely. I mean, things are going very well. I was just going to say, you're doing very, very well at the moment. I mean, for a UK artist, let's forget this cliched or female artist, just a UK artist, you're doing extremely well. My question leading from that then is, where do you want to be? Do you want to be multi-platinum?
I don't think being multi-platinum is something that I am chasing. I think everybody wants to have some kind of success, otherwise they would kind of, you know, be performing to themselves in the mirror in their bedrooms. And I think if you're going to kind of bring it to people, then obviously you want some kind of success. You want people, whether that's people telling you that they appreciate what you're doing, or whether it's, you know, your peers or other artists that you respect telling you, you know, I'm feeling what you're doing. That is success in itself. It's a good feeling. Then on the other hand, you know, when I was working full time and things like that, like with a real job, as you might call it, I wasn't relying on the music, you know, to eat kind of thing. So now that I'm, you know, really thinking, now I'm a professional artist, this is what I do. Obviously, it changes a little bit, and you start having different expectations, and you think, you know, I hope the album does sell, and I hope that, you know, the gigs carry on, and I hope that things just grow. And I think, you know, my aim is just, yeah, to try and get my music to as many people who will appreciate it. And that's not in a sense of Radio 1 or, you know, being whatever, Top of the Pops. That's not the case. I think if you're independent and you can sell your music on a, you know, a reasonable scale to the people that appreciate it, and you can make a living, I think that is my goal, just so that people can hear what I have to say.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's a lot of people, well, not a lot of people, but I think most artists, particularly US artists, they thrive for that, you know, platinum status. They're everywhere. You know, everybody knows them. But most importantly, they're making millions of dollars. And what we're talking about...
So is the record label.
Absolutely. So is the middleman and a million other people. So is MTV. But what we're saying there is, you know, that respect is payment, you know, and that's something that I was just trying to come to and mention there. Right, so the album drops Monday.
Monday on iTunes, and there's also a limited physical release as well.
Right. And what's it called, and what's on
Aruba Red. Aruba Red, which is also the name that I perform by, so it's a self-titled album, and the name is Aruba Red.
Cool. And what's on it? What sort of things can we expect from the album? Why should people go and look on iTunes for this album?
Well, if you want to hear something different and unique and innovative, and something that, you know, there's some brilliant guest artists on there as well. I have Grammy Award-winning jazz artists on there, from Horacio Negro Hernandez and Robbie Amin and John Benitez, who used to play bass guitar with The Roots. Also, if you've got any reggae fans out there, there's Jar Mason is collaborating on there, as well as Deadly Hunter. Jar Mason recently had the number one over in Jamaica, and my track, which is called Struggling, which is a collaboration with him, was on the top 10 playlist out there in Jamaica a few months ago. It's a real mixture of something which embodies the passion of hip-hop lyrics, but also the musicality of maybe there's some vibes on that you can chill out on. There's also some more, you know, upbeat, up-tempo, passionate things, talking about, you know, the war and things like that. And if you just want something different and something that I hope will give you a fresh, you know, breath of fresh air, then I recommend you check out Aruba Red on Monday on iTunes.
Aruba Red, Monday, iTunes. For all the people that were unaware who Natasha was, you've heard it here now on the show. Go search out the album and support and check out the MySpace as well. Listen, thank you so much for passing through tonight. We wish you all the best for Monday and stay in touch.
Thank you very much. I want to thank you for supporting independent artists. I want to give a shout out to Kyla and Panero sitting in the next room, and keep doing what you're doing. It's an amazing platform for a lot of people around the world. So, yeah.
Thank you very
much. Much love going out to you and all the listeners as well.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you saying that. We're about to go into Rebel Soldiers now, and we wish you all the best. God bless. Have a good evening.
Much love. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very much. Natasha, Aruba Red. Let's hear something. It is a breath of fresh air. It isn't necessarily something which would fit directly into a playlist without the pitch of the said interview that we just did. But here it is. I hope people appreciate. Go look for the album if you're feeling this. Aruba Red, Rebel Soldiers.
You know just how much I love you. You know that I feel what you're fighting for. The war is raw, I'll be beside you. March onwards, my rebel soldiers. Yes, you know just how much I love you. You know that I feel what you're fighting for. The war is raw, I'll be beside you. Every step of the way, for you I'm meant to take. Sending strength, not and say no, I will not forsake. For what was done in my grandparents' name. But my heart pains me heavy for today. I'm funding bloodshed with the taxes I pay. So come, my friends, let us light a candle for those we help murder in freedom's name. And as our great leaders lay bread beats down, let us take a minute to imagine their pain. More fire, more fire. Oh, can you feel the flames? Yes, they're looking a little higher. More fire, more fire.
Available this Monday, iTunes, Aruba Red, Aruba Red. Track is called Rebel Soldiers. Search this one out and support. Conspiracy Worldwide, the phones tonight, Menace. We've had people calling on Skype non-stop since we've been on air. I think people are looking forward to this Mr. I don't know which guest it is they're looking forward to. Is it Large Professor? I reckon it's Mr. Hyde. I reckon people want to call in to speak to Mr. Hyde.
No Skype freaks?
A lot of Skype freaks. I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure. We can't take the calls, you see, because we have to be in a situation where we haven't got guests back to back. We haven't got a little schedule to get through. So people calling, you can keep trying, but you're wasting your time. Yo, they trying to put niggas. What a great radio station we are. Backpack conscious, all of that. Call us now. We won't pick up the phone.
None of that, man. Me against the radio, man. You know what time it is. Just for my motherfucking hip-hop heads. My real hip-hop niggas. Y'all know what it is. Classic shit. One.
Cartier glasses.
That's what I like.
Oh.
Shorties are fat asses.
That's what I like.
Natural rubber bands.
That's what I like.
Big sweaty grannies.
That's what I like.
Cartier glasses.
Shorties
are badasses.
Now that's what I like.
Natural rubber bands.
Now that's what I like.
simply still warming up.
CT nigga to wherever you at. I'm like Jam Master J with a feather in my hat. And black leather pea coat, cracking pea dope. A&R's be like, goddamn, he dope. I'm in my tunes and singing my praises. Check the wall, bleed your air, bring it for days. It's the return of the bullshit. Cop back and bullshit. Wanna be a pigeon? Okay, here goes Stew, bitch. Pistol whip, full of your motherfucking teeth loose. I'm on CDs like gallons of leaf juice. Love for a snitch? Nigga, I got none. Catch me on the block in a hoofy with a shotgun. I'm heavy, but I still run when the cops come. Pocket full of beige cane. I saute cane, cook flakes of cheese. Cakes, and never freeze for the Jakes, nigga. The tech can take one and take two. Keep acting, nigga, I'ma
Cartier
take you.
Glasses.
That's what I like.
Shorties are badasses.
That's what I like.
Natural rubber bands.
Now that's what I like.
Jets in my hands.
Now that's what I like.
Cartier glasses.
Now that's what I like.
Shorties are badasses.
Now that's what I like.
Natural rubber bands.
Now that's what I like.
Jets in my
biscuits.
Yo. New York City.
Now that's what I like.
Okay, CT.
Now that's what I like.
Okay, DC.
Now that's what I like.
Okay, Philly.
Now that's what I like.
Okay, Maryland.
Now that's what I like.
Okay, Virginia.
Now that's what I like.
Okay, North Cackalack.
Now that's what I like.
Okay, the UK.
Now that's what I like.
Yeah, Germany.
Now that's what I like.
Germany?
Over.
Nobody likes Germany.
Motherfuckers.
I'm only joking. I've noticed a massive increase in the traffic from Germany. I'm only joking, of course. We love Germany here in the UK. As we keep things moving, a lot of people have been trying to guess who these presenters are. One of them, you've heard the name, you've heard him being mentioned on the show. He's been trying to get on for over a year now. He's out there in Europe. His name is... And I hate the guy, to be honest with you. I must be honest with you. But his name is, and I hate to even say his name, Basil Kokos. He has done an interview with JT the Bigger Figure. And it's something to behold. It's amazing, the patience of JT the Bigger Figure. It is a pre-recorded interview. We're willing to accept that and admit that on air. But we've got Basil Kokos. He desperately wants to get on the show and desperately wants to have a spot where he goes to the phone, wants to interview people on his little European setup. So Basil Kokos interviews JT the Bigger
about
Figure.
About time. I think he's been holding it down for too long now, man. It's about time.
You're a supporter. I know you like the guy. I know that.
I love him.
I saw your MySpace with a little comment on, a little pally comment he left. But anyway, the point being, he's going to be on the bloody show tonight. I despise the little man, but he's going to be on the show. We've let him on. He's going to be interviewing JT the Bigger Figure. And a lot of people have been asking, who's this BBC Scotland guy you're on about? Strangely, he's called Andy C. But sometimes on some of the interviews, he says Andy D, which is very bizarre. But he's sent his CV in. Later on in the show, we'll hear all his little interview clips, and you will get a chance to decide, should he stay or should he go? Conspiracy Worldwide, I'm looking forward to all the guests tonight. This is the Friday Night Live Show. Big shout out to Peter Rosenberg.
You already know what
it's your little Viking friends.
Devil face.
On their own show.
Hear that?
Get ready.
Millionaire mouthpiece, broke nigga bank account, they're seeing me without teeth, swallowing a porterhouse, niggas get your order out, serving hot two for one gunshots, the legend that the little niggas heard about, in and out of luxury, automobility, luckily I keep the fully auto tucked on me, niggas that I don't trust approach me humbly, really ain't much to discuss, I'm no dummy. The root of evil is the love of money, not money, the things people do when hungry. Niggas rather chase the honey and act all out monkey, ape shit fucking up the country. Steady make the hits till the ties fall off for the hummy. Play the cards till I'm drunk, gin rummy. Revolution make the beat to bang like Cash Money. And he know who's the hardest, nigga.
Strong arm steady,
blowing up the spot.
Put your hands up, everybody come to the front. What's up? I need y'all to get up.
put your hands up. My niggas in the back, stand up.
Turn it up.
Hey, yo, strong arms, steady.
Blowing up the spot.
Put your hands up. Everybody come to the front. What's up? I need y'all to get up. Put your hands up. My niggas in the back, stand up.
Break the roof up.
What's up? Everybody get up. What's up? Everybody get up. What's up? What's up?
Hey, yo. Who's the boss? Not me. So Will Black could go ahead and cop plea, but I'ma be getting off scot-free. X to the Z, that's the homie, so stop asking me. My whole objective is to sell records like Master P. Asking me about Quali, while I was performing in Wally Durham. You was on the block hitting Sherm with a perm like Big Worm. If you ain't pimping like Sugar Free, sending that whole holla at Mitchie. Pop my collar, right hand itchy. Very superstitious like Stevie. It's tricky like Run DMC to rock the mic. Dizzle, you right. We the best to do it. Tell the motherfuckers get with the movement. Yeah, that. We maxing out. Drug dealer killers pulling packs out. Money making mouth. Honey's waxing out. Strong arm institution. We blasting out with revolution.
Hey yo, strong arm steady.
Blowing up the spot.
Put your hands up. Everybody come to the front. What's up? I need y'all to get up. Put your hands up. My niggas in the back. Stand up.
Turn it up.
Hey yo, strong arm steady.
Blowing up the spot.
Hands up, everybody come to the front. What's up? I need y'all to get up. Put your hands up, my niggas in the back. Stand up, raise the roof car.
Strong arm steady gang. Crime dies for the agony, Mickey Slick is already the same. Red and blue make green, so get your bars up or get broke off, you bitch ass nigga.
I've been ready. Get it. San Diego, tatted on my forearm. I'm a techanine to bring it and I clack for the strong arm. No harm intended, that's just how we mash. See us coming, don't bleed on the sidewalk, but cut your ass. Cause at the first sun attention building, I'm stealing. We rare niggas worth millions, but still with the killing. Third, I completely own G shit. Cross the gang, you gon' need your cheek and your teeth fixed. Cause we hit like Jeep and Red Boy mix. Bread to be dead game, gon' scratch, won't quit. All the extras, boats, Harley bikes, got it. Everything pimped like a diamond studded gauntlet. On my aunt's sis, I'm with the business. In the same profession as my nigga J Diggs is. For the SAS trib is a way of living. That's why a SKS sits in whatever driven.
Hey, I'm strong, I'm steady.
Blowing up the spot.
Put your hands up, everybody come to the front. What's up? I need y'all to get up. Put your hands up, my niggas in the back, stand up.
Turn it up.
Hey, yo, strong arm steady.
Blowing up the spot.
Put your hands up, everybody come to the front. What's up? I need y'all to get up. Put your hands up, my niggas in the back, stand up.
Raise the boot car.
Taken from the very strong DJ Revolution album. Of course, Strong Arm Steady. They said it about 12 times. A lot of unanswered shout-outs. Let's get to them. Shouting out to Leaper. Shout going out to Khan out there in Denmark. Also, can't forget this little list that's just come in. Man, this is going to be difficult. Shout going out then to, is that Zydus Pain and Prozac? All the way down, the whole 13th Note Pharmacy family. Big shout going out to you, all the Peterborough massive, Peterborough crew. From Peterborough to Azerbaijan. This is the Friday Night Live show. Let's keep things moving. A lot of people have been asking us to play a little audio clip of an absolute stoned waster of a little man. All right.
My life is this good. I'm dependent. I can't help it. I started at a young age. I'm too dependent on it, you know? Drugs and music get me where I want to go now. But I got to make the money for it. And it's not that easy nowadays.
My uncle shoots heroin. My father used to do cocaine. My mom used to smoke weed with her friends when I was 8. Smoke weed when I was 12. Sold weed at 14. Bombing for pieces like fucking for virginity. Conscious rap is bullshit. Gangsta rap is a fraud. This is real rap. Bang your fucking head through the wall. This is strong music. Stuck with a syringe in your arm. I'm the truth like the name of the song. Yo, my uncle shoots heroin. Bathroom floor. Found a syringe when I was on the Harold tour. Howie went out on a binge. The snake bitch I was fucking even took him to cop. A month later he was on the floor. Looking for rock, Mr. Fleck the Czech Republic walked in the path of Howie lying in his own puke, dying from crack, cocaine poisoned, and he shot the heroin since 14. February 2003, he was clean. I helped him out, he kicked crack, dope and meth, hosted shows, free clothes, bubble baths, autographs, t-shirts. Soon I'ma make a Howie action figure before his latest relapse. I'm glad I captured pictures. I
love Howie. Homie used to change my diapers to save him. Might have jumped in front of spray from snipers, but this is just something that he's gotta do on his own. I try to get through to him with this song, yo. My uncle shoots heroin. My father used to do cocaine. My mom shoots to smoke weed with her friends when I was 8. Smoke weed when I was 12. Sold weed at 14. Bombing for pieces like fucking for virginity. Conscious rappers bullshit. Gangsta rappers are fraud. This is real rap. Bang your fucking head through the wall. This is drug music. Stuck with a syringe in your arm. I'm the truth like the name of the song. Yo, my uncle shoots heroin. He used to live in my crib, sleep on my couch, smoking Newport 100s. Gave me comic books, bought me my first bass guitar. Learned from my grandma how to tell you the future with cards. Watch the sci-fi channel high off of methadone. More addictive than anything injected in the arm. DT's 5 in the morning, waking my moms. Got a search warrant for Howie Tenenbaum is gone. Roaming the streets, he was a superhero to me. When I was 5, I used to pick the seeds out of his weed. Knotted out, burning cigarette, holes in his sheets. Wake up and eat a box of Captain Crunch and go back to sleep. He was a crackhead too. He might still be a walking relapse. That motherfucker's still on the street. You tell him right, he goes left. Show him right, he does wrong. I hope I get through to him with this song, yo. My uncle shoots heroin. My father used to do cocaine. My mom.
God, I thought my family were bad.
When I was 8, smoked weed when I was 12. Sold weed at 14. Bombing for pieces like fucking for virginity. Conscious rappers bullshit. Gangsta rappers are fraud. This is real rap. Bang your fucking head through the wall. This is drug music. Stuck with a syringe in your arm. I'm the truth like the name of the song, yo. My uncle shoots.
Taken from the very strong Ill Bill album. I don't think Ill Bill's too happy with me. That's my conclusion anyway. From in a kind of net geeky nerd way, I've made that conclusion. I've not actually heard from him himself. He's not said he's not happy with me, but he kind of, in a net, this is classic, this is so what's going on now on the internet, but he took me off his MySpace friends list. And on Facebook, I tried adding him, and he rejected it, and I can now add him again, which means he must have said no. But anyway, so I don't think he's too happy. That's my conclusion. Let's see who's coming up next. Oh, my God. Just looking at the guest lineup.
Yeah.
Guests literally knocking at the door.
Hey, Flo.
We've got to keep things moving. Egda, Alan, Flo. Track is called Live Live. Conspiracy Worldwide.
Making moves. Just remember this. When you're making those moves, yo, stay live with it. Keep it live. Yo, whoever said the average brother didn't own stock, he got his own share of violence on his own block. And it's worth something major, his own life. And Wall Street hustlers wanna trade, psych. They don't want a piece of this kind of action unless we rocking the latest fashion. Cops are rassin', more to it than just a get by. Yo, listen, find a smooth way to live live. Yo, I stay conscious of the mind of a sheriff. Saying I fit the description has no merit. I'm way too unique for that. When I speak, when I rap, and you can never dodge the facts. Every day in the ghetto, the law steady laying a trap. As you fucking with me, another black child's kidnapped. Mystery unsolved, slow to resolve. I'm looking for a balance, that's all. Yo, stand tall instead of taking a fall. Live live, yo. Live live, yo. Yo, hustle harder, baby, give it your all. Live live, yo. Live live, yo. Yo, stand tall instead of taking a fall. Live live, yo. Live live, yo. Yo, hustle harder, baby, give it your all. Live live, yo. Live live, yo. Yo, I understand what you're used to. But your movements are similar to a loose tooth. Easy to knock out, whether up north or down south. And all of your lies are worse than a foul mouth, shit. Oxymoron, true counterfeit. Stats in the street, but you move down a bit. A tough, fast ladder to climb up. I'm saying your time's up. Fears in the police line up. It's so easy to spot. You 85 and that shit ain't hot. Flows on a mission to lock it down. And foes keep bitching, stop it now. Let me reign in peace, yo, not a sound. I think I like the crown if it's perfect. I'm fresh, dope, hot, no matter what I worded. It sounds good, I got my homies beside me. Avoiding the dead ends, living it lively. Yo, stand tall instead of taking a fall. Live live, yo, live live, yo. Yo, hustle harder, baby, give it your all. Live live, yo, live live, yo. Yo, stand tall instead of taking a fall. Live live, yo, live live, yo. Yo, hustle harder, baby, give it your all. Live live, yo. Live live, yo. Yo, stand tall instead of taking a fall. Live live, yo. Live live, yo. Yo, hustle harder, baby, give it your all. Live live, yo. Live live, yo. Yo, stand tall instead of taking a fall. Live live, yo. Live live, yo. Yo, hustle harder, baby, give it your all. Live live, yo. Live live, yo.
About one or two texts come in. requesting particular Aruba Red tunes. Now, if we get time, we will get back into them. So hold tight. I also got a text from Skinny Niner, who's not in the studio tonight yet. He claims it's very warm today. I've had a wash so many times, but I can't stop the underarms smell like cheeseburgers. Big up Skinny Niner.
Pops up in the dark.
He definitely does pop up in the dark. Now, you can imagine the amount of tracks we get sent in from people saying, you know, tell me what you think. Or that classic one, oh yeah, I've got a new tune up on MySpace, check it. You know, we're going to go, oh brilliant, let's try and search him on MySpace and find what the tune is. But we get loads of different artists, underground or unsigned, who say, you know, I've got this track. And they sometimes send the tracks through, normally with the lyrics on and the beat. Sometimes we get producers who say, look, I know you do a few talkovers on the show, maybe you could talk over one of my beats. Well, we've got one here, I think it's absolutely brilliant. I don't know what you think, Menace, I know you weren't too keen. But then again, you like Basil Cocos and I don't. Here it is. I think it's bloody brilliant, this. Right, so let's talk over this then. Now, you've got a big list of shout-outs. Shout them out, Menace. Menace, have you died?
I'm just trying to absorb this beat. I'm really thinking about it.
Oh, you're just probably like freestyling to it. Yeah, I understand that.
Exactly. So, couple of shout-outs, man. Shout-outs to everybody on rosenbergradio.com. It's your friendly Vikings. Jessa Spectra, Altai, Flo Montana, Sam Popkins, Jason Mines, Billy Danes, Chatty Tuna, should I say, Douglas Pickford, Clear, Andy C, Basil, Panakia, Amir Khan.
Can't forget about Amir Khan.
You can.
I don't know should we tell the story about that or not? That was pure comedy. That was pure comedy this week. I thought we were going to have the boxer who was knocked the fuck out last week on Saturday night. He was knocked out. We thought, Menace called me in the week, very, very excited. Oh, I've got through to him on MySpace. He's up for it. And I was like, wow, man, that's brilliant. I've got Amir Khan on. That's going to be brilliant. He went, yeah. He kept asking, though, he kept asking, why me? Why do you want to interview me? And Menace said, oh, I was explaining, you know, because you're a brilliant boxer. We want to talk to you about boxing. Turns out this bloke's name was Amir Khan, but it certainly wasn't the boxer. This guy was a 21-year-old guy with... And I don't think you looked at his Facebook clearly, because the whole Facebook was the most American Facebook in the world. He had the Barack Obama vote for me. He had the Yankees. He was a Yankee fan. He had American football on there. He had the Ku Klux Klan on his page. It was a very American page. I don't think you looked at it carefully.
So I didn't look at it at all, man.
No, I think we almost had... God, turn that bloody thing off. We almost had Amir Khan, but not the Amir Khan. And if we had been shot up for guests tonight, which we're not, then we may have just got him on anyway and gone. So you got knocked out last week. Huh? No, I never. No, not at all. So that guy's probably waiting for a call tonight. So Amir Khan, the boxer, won't be on tonight. But if all our guests don't answer, then we might actually ring this other Yankee Ku Klux Klan bleeder. As we keep things moving, looking forward to Large Professor and next guests. Friday night. We're going to be talking about the Switzerland end of the world right after this one.
I don't give a fuck about hip-hop. I'll let the sick talk, and you can get your wig rocked right under the big top. Your clowns in the circus is really starting to irk us, and the music that you're putting out sucks, so what's the purpose? How the hell do you call yourself MC who? You ain't never learned a fucking thing that MCs do. When I think about niggas who spit it sicker than the flu, with the skills to eat a whole crew up, that ain't you.
And I'm prejudiced and racially biased to dick riders who repeatedly profess to be fresh and to spit fire. Is this Ringling Brothers? Is this Barnum and Bailey? Or just monkeys riding around in the circles I'm seeing daily? You do not look gangsta on them 30-inch rims. You look gayer than Eddie Murphy riding around with a shim. On Sunset, so pussy talking all of that gun shit. Throw your cards on the table, you were down to just one chip.
Don't step up if you wanna get down.
Rap now is a circus of clowns.
Filled up like red balloons, up, up, and away we go. With thug ballads and faggots like Khaled on my radio. There's plenty more of these Tupac clones biting a Jay-Z flow and dummy hordes and videos. Get a tub, you lazy hoe, go get a dick to suck on. A pop record to push. For your 15 minutes of smush and your hot record is mush. While this cotton candy shit, my head is spinning like a Ferris wheel. Ice grills and tough talk, swearing that it's really real. I'm drunk behind my steering wheel, barking like a dog. But I'm not buying my guns in the parking lot of a mall. Especially with bank and platinum records on my shelves. No bodyguards, I got my crew with weapons on themselves. The rest of you's a sellout, some pains in the asses. I got the devil in my eyes. You write your name on your glasses. This is special team, split a slain. Trouble is my middle name. You cats are faker than the teardrops on Little Wayne.
Don't you say I take none of it seriously.
I think you're fooling yourself.
You so phony.
So step up if you wanna get down.
Rap now is a circus of clowns.
So step up if you wanna get down.
Rap now is a circus of clowns.
So step up if you wanna get down.
Rap now is a circus of clowns.
Caught a tough break. Too much icing and not enough cake. Ringtone rappers walk a tightrope. Different colors and shapes, like a kaleidoscope. I remember when I used to spit in parks. Now we get familiar with that bullshit from Clinton Sparks. Now everybody's pistol sparks with Roxy and Terrace on 106 and Park. But I'm ignoring your intent. Cause when I spit, it's a historical event. You clowns is under a circus tent when I circumvent. With a violent attack, special teams in revolution. We a balancing act, and these labels are the ringmasters for these trapeze artists. So watch how they trap these artists. When we see them, we gon' smack these artists.
Don't step up if you wanna get me down.
Cause I don't play clown.
Don't step up if you wanna get broken down.
Cause I don't play clown.
Don't step up if you wanna get me down.
Cause I don't play clown.
Don't step up if you wanna get broken down.
Rap now is a circus of clowns. Rap now is a circus of clowns. Rap now is a circus of clowns. Rap now is a circus of clowns.
Yo, I beat fools burgundy. Rap burns your third degree. Mask on surgically. Move on uncertainty. Who gon' test her? P-Law's professor. I've been having them weak dudes on the stretcher. Conked out, stomped out. Tell you what I'm all about. Wildin', fouling, and get fouled. Out, duffed out. Like a title fight, tough bout. See him to it anywhere, anytime. Just shout, call me. Middle name, nickname, call me. Throw foes, blows fast as a Ferrari. Ash a safari. Tour guide if I animal out. I kick a blast out your hide. That kid really nearly passed out and died. Trying to rep talk, had to sit his ass and soul. But at the end of the night, it ain't right. Politics got me mad and the kid gon' fight.
Still respected after years, only has-beens quit. A part of the true rhyme.
competitor, the older the better I get, etc. You already know who it is, so the name is irrelevant. You dig? Just a dope man selling it. Say my name once, have the whole world yelling it. The place where that money at, I dwell in it. You wanna battle? Let's go a few rounds. Bring your hype man too, so I can show a few clowns. Ain't nothing changed but the clothes and the foes. New in the game, I keep them on their toes. Extraordinary, not ordinary, but rare. My category is bearing over any rapper out there. Talk, but don't be walking the walk. They get chalk, cause I saw like a hawk in New York.
Large Professor, he's gonna be with us very, very shortly.
I spit them bars, I'ma floss no matter how much it costs. I'ma get them cars, Christina and Britney, I'ma hit them stars. My could be on Earth and play pool with Mars. Y'all ain't as cool as me. No, you can't spit, you ain't have a hit since Kumo D. I'm the like duty, my mean like Judge Judy. You know the real lotto is yours truly. Holla at your boy, I get chips like a hoy. And I ain't gotta work, I employ, I'm a pimp. Stand on stroll for the dough. You ain't a thug, you still sell drugs on parole. Track record is long, mac it till I'm gone. Packing gas is long, tapping the thongs. Can we all get along? The answer's no. You can stand on stroll and get the dough.
So this week the big switch on happened in Switzerland. I love the way the media jokingly like seem to celebrate. Welcome to BBC Radio 1 Newsbeat. The end of the world's gonna happen today. For anybody out there who doesn't know about this, I won't bore you with the facts. But white people have spent over £1 billion, or euros, whatever currency it is, on a machine which is gonna find the secret proton. The secret to the creation of man. They're going to prove and emulate possibly a big bang to find what they call antimatter, which is going to be a breakthrough for mankind. It's going to be a revolutionary discovery for mankind. It cost over £1 billion, $1 billion, 12 zillion rupees, whatever currency. It was a massive, massive amount. Now, Menace, I've got a question for you.
What's up, man?
Do you think that starving woman who's scooping the flies off a dead kid so she can survive for one more day, do you think she gives a fuck about the antimatter, the secret proton? Do you think she really cares about it, man? Look at the amount of money which has been spent.
Absolutely not, man. It's just ridiculous. I mean, they'd spent that much money on it, and what was the turnout? I mean, have they followed up since then? Have you heard anything about it since then?
They literally switched it on. That's my information. Maybe I'm wrong. If I am wrong, tell me. The Friday Night Live Show at Hotmail.com on Windows Live. Let us know. But as far as I know, they've just switched it on. They've not done anything. It's going to be months before they try anything. And it's going to be very much, you know, a learning process for them. But they've turned the machine on. But the actual machine and all the things that are there, they cost an absolute unbelievable large amount of money. And yet, thousands, millions, for every single dollar they spent on that, a person dies. And probably quadruple times over around the world every day, yet we're going to find a brand new breakthrough for mankind. That's capitalism, man. That is capitalism in effect.
Exactly. Exactly. Do you know how much it costs, a specific figure?
I think it was $13.99. No, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know a specific figure. No, I'm not sure. If anybody out there has this information or wants to search the internet while we're doing the show, let us know. We'll be interested. We're not going to talk about this all night. We're particularly not going to be sitting there going, ooh, end of the world, what did you think? Did you think we're going to die? We're not going to be dealing with it that way, but I was just disgusted by this. I wasn't like going, wow, a black hole. I love the way people have reacted going, you know, people on the internet, I saw like some people's comments on a YouTube video or something of a track we're going to play tonight about this thing. But people had commented, not with kind of anything meaningful or intelligent, but things like, oh, I think they're going to open a new dimension to another world. This is what even the news was saying. Like, some people claim they may open the gate to another dimension. Chris Kiddie, has this report. So, you know, it's this kind of mythical, like, oh, a new dimension. Muslims on Ramadan at the moment, they love it. They're all like, oh, yeah, they're going to open the gate to, I should know because I'm Muslim, but I don't, like, the demagogues or something like that. And all this kind of, so they're all coming out going, oh, yeah, we're going to get, this is the beginning of the end of the world because we've got all the hurricanes that are happening. We've had an earthquake. So, yeah, this is the signs. These are the signs, the end of the world. So it's kind of like, I just can't believe the amount of money that's being spent. I don't know a figure, but I would guess it's in the multi-billions.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Speaking of ridiculous, I think maybe at this time, before we get Large Professor on, maybe we should give people a little taster of this guy who sent us his interview collection. What do you think?
Yeah. I'm curious myself. I think we're both curious as to, you know, how people would feel about it.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've only heard the Radigo one, so yeah, definitely, man.
Okay. Right, let's sit people big. This one is a small taste for everybody before we actually go into the collage later in the show. I've not heard them all.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if this guy's going to go, well, what do you think? You let us know. What do you think about this guy? He says his success rate is phenomenal. He's one of the most successful hip-hop interviewers in Scotland.
Hmm.
Andy C., or Andy D, he keeps, I don't know what his initials are, I keep changing them. Here he is, as he speaks to Jerry Springer.
Aguilar.
Production, Joe
Wine. Can I speak to Jerry Springer? It's Andy D from BBC Radio in Scotland.
Excuse me?
Hi, can I speak to Jerry? It's Andy C calling from the BBC Radio. It's Andy D calling from BBC Radio in Scotland.
Oh, it's a video.
Oh, yeah, yes, it's the radio. I want to speak to Jerry directly. We've had listeners calling all evening.
What?
I really, really would like to speak to Jerry, lady. Please.
Is that for me?
That's for you, Jerry. Jerry, get Jerry. I want to talk to Jerry.
Ah, yeah, this is Jerry. Who's this?
How are you doing, Jerry? It's Andy D from BBC Radio in Scotland. How are you doing? We were just wondering if you had a couple of minutes.
Sure.
Great, great. I got my co-host with me, Adrian. I'll let him take over and I'll come back in. All right, Jerry?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to leave it there. That's a little taster. I'm not sure what's going to happen here. What's Jerry going to say to this guy? Anyway, you let us know what you think. Andy C, a lot more coming from this guy later in the show.
Try to be the ace, but the king's
keep
back.
Here without no doubt.
You can say I'm the boss, so get lost.
The king's back.
And I ain't been.
What do you reckon? Do we employ this bloody guy or what?
When the grams. Try to be the ace, but the king's back.
Shout it out to Synth.
Can't rep it like me.
The invincible, untouchable.
The
oh, we're down far now, locked on.
He cuts, scratch, transforms with finesse. My dude, Rev, is the king of the decks. Do the knowledge reveal. Motherfuckers should acknowledge the skill. 4x44 your face and demolish your grill. Listen, I ain't a DJ, but I cut and scratch. With a gym star razor, what's fucking with that? So hey, Mr. DJ, play that song. Watch how you speak, for I have to spray that bone. DJs break records and make them hits. Corny records get broke, we don't play them shits. Ah, use your CD to crush up the kush. While you try to play your DJ to give it the push. Nah, no payola ain't the way of a soldier. Work on your craft, your motherfucking flow is trash. Sean Pranks is the best of the best. With my man Revolution, the king of the decks.
Boom. The kingpin, win the wax pin. The
grand mixologist.
But the king is back.
Without no doubt.
You can say I'm the boss, so get lost.
The king is back.
Hold the globe in my iron palm. One hand holds the fader.
You can call me the dumb.
Try to be the ace, but the king is back.
You can't rep it like me.
The invincible.
Emperor. Inventing a scratch sentence. Turning up the temperature. Son, show respect when I'm rocking
the two texts.
While I'm deep up in the cut up in the city, I'm bread from. You couldn't find a task if I left a trail of breadcrumbs. Red rum is rampant with these niggas trying to match me. So it's not a lot of places in the city you could catch me. So scratch me if you can while I cram to understand how rev hands move faster than the trains in Japan. Spies go deep to peak, attach monopoly. Stalking while I'm walking, gotta kick them off my property. See
CD to the wax, the waxes to the mini disc. I broke off the microphone like, yeah, nigga, give me this. Mic check, 1313. When the revolution starts, where the fuck you gon' be? See me? I'ma be by the bar poster, looking at your motherfuckers through my glass like goldfish. You got the best from the west, catastrophe of revolution, the kings of the deck.
Shout out to Jenny. Hold it down, Tash, if you're locked on. We might call you tonight and disturb you.
Tell the people what you're the king of. The king of.
We are nothing more than a college radio show, and we are definitely using politics as a mousetrap tonight.
All we play is ZPMZ and J-Rod.
Donna, out there in Leeds, says, how can we make a decision from that short clip? We want to hear Jerry. Another listener's just, well, a few listeners have done the typical Jerry. That's not how you pronounce it, but I'm not going to do the American accent because I don't like Americans. I'm only joking. I'm only kidding. I'm not going to do the American accent, though, but people want to hear more. Listen, we've got plenty of time tonight. You're going to hear a lot more. You're going to hear this guy's soul collar, so, you know, you can be the deciders tonight. I'm impartial. I don't know what to think. But I know many of you were quite impressed by the Rod Digger interview that he's done. So we'll get into that later on in the show. We've got to keep things moving because Large Professor's waiting. Evidence, oh, evidence,
yeah. You know how we do.
Yeah.
Dilated peoples, Granite State.
Yes. Here it is, a rule slightly transformed. So far from the norm that we knew we owned. Been gone for a split second, and back with a hit wreck. You directed a master, the message I've been stressing. The open like bench pressing, you're scoping, y'all interested. I know that I'm impressive, but proves that I've been blessed with the less. My lungs collapse for the fourth time, killing me. Then I'ma proceed to feed the people with rhymes, filling me in back of your mind. You know I'm right. Don't ever answer to life, you ever answer to mics. Bite a huge chunk of this bitch. You know you never heard a word of anything like this. This shit is murder, word of been chased. My entourage pack drama, don't act on a whim. Should we get evidence before we smash on your back, on your dial with style that you ain't heard in a while. Since Lee and Zephyr hit the yawn and got wild, wow.
You know I'm about to get it to the top is where I'm headed. All you gotta do is say it and I'm with it, with it. I'ma give it one shot.
Gerald says, great interviewer, employ him now.
One shot, take it to the top.
You haven't even heard him yet.
I'm about to get it to the top is where I'm headed. All you gotta do is say it and I'm with it, with it. I'ma give it one shot, one shot. Give it all I got and just one shot, one shot. Take it to the top. It's how we gon' make it, yeah. And if not, we gon' yeah. Take it, let's go.
I rock and roll a couple dice down the road of life. Already all in, I feed off the excitement. Yes, they said it was a mistake, I couldn't hear the advice. I guess impossible is something I'll do twice. Now I'm in the league like a lead off hitter. That'll never switch styles up, I wait for you to get it. Got vision like it's embedded in my blood. I'm trying to reach cloud nine at this little buzz. I've been through the fire and I burn from the burns. Now I gamble that high stakes. Taking what I've earned, what you say, I'm unconcerned with it. I've been alternative since I've emerged, and this flow's affirmative. I could have been dealt a better hand, but took advantage of the granted state of mind. I managed not to panic, I just said it plain. Play until we're seeing eye to eye. Make them elevate to my fucking level. One shot, and I don't hesitate.
I'm going all out to get it to the top is where I'm headed. All you gotta do is say it, and I'm with it. I'ma give it one shot, one shot. Give it all I got and just one shot. Take it to the top. I'm going all out to get it to the top. It's where I'm headed. All you gotta do is say it and I'm with it. I'ma give it one shot, one shot. Give it all I got and just one shot, one shot. Take it to the top.
EV.
That's how we gon' make it in it.
Oh, brilliant, it's evidence. Listen, listen.
I bury him often. My DJ deadly, still carrying coffins. Yeah. Cat's got nine lives, Ev got one shot. One plot, tell the drama, get up off me. I came to the game with shit but my name. And still remain a brand you could trust me always. And I ain't tryna say I didn't have my day. The sun didn't shine in, it's okay, I'm not flawless.
First up to spit, last to laugh, go pass, go to start a brand new day. Fuck the old route, a brand new way. I don't plan for shit, only constant change. With no dollars, only constant change. With no hollers, your shit's a sound check. Quit the game, keep it polished, even if it's my only claim to fame. Six shooter, one bullet, one shot to aim.
I'm going all out to get it, to the top is where I'm headed. All you gotta do is say it and I'm with it. I'ma give it one shot, give it all I got and get it. One shot, take it to the top. I'm going all out to get it, to the top is where I'm headed. All you gotta do is say it and I'm with it. I'ma give it one shot, give it all I got and get it. One shot, take it to the top.
Thank you very much, Dino Inside, just to, totally just supplied us with a full information about this Switzerland situation. So we're going to be getting to that very, very shortly. Phone calls are flying. I didn't take any of these. Not with Mr. Hyde coming on. I'm really scared tonight. I need to listen to some Game just to build me confidence up a little bit. Brand new. A lot of response about that short clip we played. Right. Awesome, says one listener.
I just want to be known as one of the greatest.
Friday Night Live. It can and it will only happen here.
Yeah, yeah. See, my mother was a hustler, my father was a gambler, and that made me a scrambler. My grandmother named me Game, I'm not an amateur. Creep up on my phantom, man, I might glamour ya. Hood niggas, put your hammers up. A million thugs march, picture that with a camera. Then picture me, Floyd Mayweather stamina. Riding with a stallion, something cute with Atlanta. But I could go hammer, but I'm not broke. Picture me getting $1 million for every line I wrote. I'm dope, when Jay gon' do a song with me. I ain't dope, I mean, what the fuck is wrong with me? You act like my polo boxes is a thong, you see. I beat on these rappers, hip-hop is Donkey Kong to me. And while we talking about video games, I press prestige on Call of Duty, press L2 and aim.
Stop at the red light, nigga, got your guns on you, nigga, what you gon' do? Do? Can't recognize Game, I was cocking aim. My nigga, see you making it rain inside the club, and you mad, nigga, what you gon' do? Do? Can't recognize Game, I was cocking aim. My nigga,
I'm not a game, you niggas is so lame. My 40 is so aim, I will. And if your kid's in the car, I don't mind waiting. I got two sons, I'm not a daddy spending time hater. Got your license plate, so you ain't hard to find later. And I got a movie premiere to do, so it'll be some time later. I know the shit coming out my mouth make the crime greater, but when you the game, sometimes you gotta remind haters. Got niggas that are fine haters. Take you to the LA Zoo and feed your punk ass to non-gators. I'm an animal, cannibal, cannot bust it, come LL. Don't do a game, trust. It's the nigga that ripped Mo D. He put the O in OG. J is J, but to win that, you gotta show me. Matter of fact, Young Hov gotta show B that you the greatest of all time, nigga. That's you and Ghost B.
Stop at the red light, nigga. Got your guns on you, nigga. What you gon' do? Do? Can't recognize Game, I was cocking aim. My nigga, when you see me making it rain inside the club, and you mad, nigga, what you gon' do? Do? Can't recognize Game, I was cocking aim.
I got a couple rap homies and a lot of rap enemies, but ain't none of you rap motherfuckers no kin to me. Rail to your throat if you trade on I. Ever disrespect Snoop or hate on Nas? I'm like the ether in the ink pen, the juice when you think gin. I spit bars, but nigga, I never think pen. I only think pen when my ass clinked in. And if I'm ever clinked in again, let me sink in. I'm so Titanic, Leonardo, DiCaprio, Da Vinci. Just painted the Mona Lisa, my paintbrush empty. Like the miles in the ghetto, I can see it. My new house is just miles from the ghetto. Young black entrepreneur like Cosby in his jello. Everybody watching Kobe, nigga, what about hello? Nigga average 14.2 points a game, 10.6 rebounds, 3.5 assists, one still in the block. You silly NBA motherfuckers won't even take notes. Man, that's fucked up, nigga. If that ain't an all-star, then what the fuck is?
Stop at the red light, nigga. Got your guns on you, nigga. What you gon' do? Do? Can't recognize Game, I was cocking aim. My nigga, when you see me making it rain inside the club.
hardest man in hip-hop.
He's thinking I'm a motherfucking game, nigga. I play solitaire.
The game.
Yeah. Play by my motherfucking self.
Shouting out to Gabe. Hold it down, real talk.
I'ma take your fucking queen, nigga.
I just had a beef sandwich just before we came on the show.
King.
It's so incredible.
There he is, the game. The track is called Red Light, taken from the brand new album from somebody's name I can't pronounce, but I'm going to try. DJ Khaled. There we go, I messed up there. Right, now the demand has been so much for this thing, we've had comments in. Let's just have a look at some of these comments. People are obviously very eager, I think, simply to hear Jerry Springer. They want to hear the man himself. Now, we must point out that this is nothing to do with us. This is genuinely a guy who sent us these, like a collage that we're about to play now. Because the demand's been so much, I feel, look, before Large Professor comes on in about 5-10 minutes, let's just get it done with so people can stop. People are just asking, it's gone crazy. So, some of the comments, apparently we've got his name wrong. One person said, by the way, just to point out, it's Sandy D, not Andy D or C. So thank you for that, that's a nice comment. Somebody said, oh yeah, I see somebody just commented in, let's just scroll, I already said that one. Brandy in Florida, a darn good addition, Andy, would make to the conspiracy team. Bring on the danger. You're nicking my phrases. Let's have a look then. Someone said, holy shit. So that's a good one as well. Let's do a proper interview. Get Large Professor on. That's unbelievable.
Hello. Hey, yo, what's up, man? It's Rocka. What up, man? What's good with you? Oh, man, you know, just cutting it up. It's poppin'. Hey, sorry about getting you this thing late, man. You know how this tour shit is. This shit is crazy out here trying to get these passports stamped. Oh, man, it's all good. But they just told me we gonna be in Europe together, man. Let's knock it out then. All right, all right. What's your tour looking like?
I'm passing through customs, suitcase with contraband, undeclared cash that's wrapped up in a rubber band. The shakedown, documents in my hand, cause I'm crossing your border with more gear than a rock band. Heavily strapped with stacks of promo wax, and mixtapes that equal tax-free greenbacks. But this luggage is breaking my fucking back. Matter of fact, it's slowing my whole attack, fighting with these airlines cause I'm over my limit. But the flight's in 20 minutes, so fuck it, I'm all in it. 1 p.m. takeoff, Zurich to Amsterdam. Touchdown, collect my bags and go fight with the sound man. Broken mixer, bad monitors and shaky table. I'm eating dinner while I'm searching for that bad cable. Collect the dough, do the show, 1 a.m. and go to sleep for 2 hours and do the shit all again. I'm on the road, missing birthdays and holidays, freezing to death in Europe, missing county sun rays. Tell me I'm crazy for this life I lead, but quiet as kept, I be that guy you need. Behind enemy lines without a military tag, conquering countries in my computer and a DJ bag. This is Black Ops, hip hop, the art of war. I get paid, but this is what I was born for. A certified POW on tour, prisoner of whack hotels, the third floor. Down the hall with the ill communication, up in my room like it's a radio station. Keyboards, mic stands, hard drives and laptops, vinyl wrapped up in a specially packed box. Cause I just bought out your local record store, but I never go broke in action. Is a casualty of tour.
On the front line, dedicated soldier to let them know I do this for my culture. We got to hold it down,
trying to carry on tradition,
entertaining the crowd on the worldwide mission. On the front line, dedicated soldier. Without a pause,
take a slug for the cause.
We got to hold it down all across the map on a mission.
Trying to carry on tradition.
Hello, yo Rock, what up, man? It's Red. What's up, Red? What's good with you, man? Yo, cool, man. Yo, listen, you in Amsterdam, right? Yes, sir, man. Just landed, about to hit the hotel, then head right to the venue. What's up? All right, but check it out. After you're done with your show, man, why don't you head over to the studio? We'll knock that joint out real quick. No doubt, man. All right, I gotta stop at Dan Crane first, pick up a bag, but I'll be right through right after.
I land and hit immigration with my derelict mane, with my Arabic name. I'm like a parrot explaining the same things to him over and over again. Check my passport, show my bags to Rover again. Almost made it through customs, but they stopped to search. They taxed me for every shirt in my box of merch. Finally through the maze, straight to the money exchange. For 500, she hit me with 200 and change. I walked off hot, shocked at the state of the dollar. Thirsty, but every fucking bottle's carbonated water. Hungry, tricking off my digestive tract for embassy fish snacks and filet. Fish stacks, ass for ice. They double take and look at me twice. I miss that Cali Kush, make a call for the vice. Promoter said he had weed and impressive stash, but showed up at Showtime with cigarettes and hash. Man, anyway we hopped in the van, then he tried to put a check instead of cash in my hand. People drunk and clumsy, almost dismantled a fan. Girls with dirty shell toes talk a can understand.
chicken, shawarma plate, no sleep, up late, key card white, hit the front desk frustrated, travel agent fucked up, getting flights upgraded, casualties to tour, thank God we just made it.
Casualties on the front line,
dedicated soldier,
to let them know, I do this for my culture,
we got to hold it down,
it's more than just believing it,
all across the map,
I live in it, breathing it,
on the front line,
dedicated soldier,
hustle to survive,
entertaining my culture,
we got to hold it down,
on a mission,
with this life on the edge,
trying to carry on tradition.
Yeah, this goes out to all my peoples.
Paul in Worksop says, give the guy a chance.
Can't be no casualty at all.
I think we just did.
You know you got bullshit flights, no sleep, nothing good to eat. You already know what it is, man. We trying to leave this legacy strong right here. Passport stamped up and decorated. Customs cleared. Immigration's cleared. You already know what it is, man. We fight with them fools at the Combio with the money exchange.
Claire in Manchester says, he sounds like a drunken farmer.
Worldwide with this, right?
That's a good point, actually. He'd fit in quite well around here, I reckon.
Oh, that's Celsius, right?
Yeah, like Celsius. Fahrenheit? No, Celsius.
I don't even know, man. I don't even know anymore.
Oh. Anyway, right, let's keep things moving. Let's talk to a real person. I hope our interview goes better than that collection of what can only be described as failures from Andy C. I'm sorry, Menace, but this guy...
You really think so?
You were feeling it?
I mean, I just felt he brought, you know, a lot of diversity to the table that, you know, we could do with, you know. I think he would make a great addition to Conspiracy. I thought, you know, he went in full-heartedly. It's not as if, you know, he went in half-heartedly like a lot of these UK journalists. I think he killed it. Killed it.
Uncle Murder spoke to him in burps. And you want to get this guy on?
I thought it was brilliant. And anybody fronting it is just jealous of this guy's...
Come on, man, you must be kidding
me. He's incredible. Incredible.
You must be joking. I think we should get Large Professor's view on this. Should we bring him out, as Jonathan Ross says?
Let's bring him out, bro.
Let's bring Large Professor out live on this show. Right, let's do it. Let's connect to him now. Conspiracy Worldwide, our, well, technically, I suppose, seventh guest of tonight, but Large Professor.
Hello,
Large Professor. Welcome to the Friday Night Live show.
Peace.
How you doing tonight?
Everything's good, man.
Excellent. Now, of course, we're broadcasting from the United Kingdom, right across the world, and a lot of our listeners have been saying, what happened, man? Why didn't you perform?
Yo, man. If you'd have seen this lady, man, at that customs, man, yo, she looked like a pit bull, man.
Ha ha! Right.
Straight up, man. She had a pin in between her teeth and everything, man. Like, she was like, argh! And it was like, yo, you got to go home, fella.
Damn.
So that's basically how it went down, man. And that blew the whole shit up, man. It was like, damn, man. Like, you know, I was like, damn, man. Because, you know, I had a few dates, man. But, you know, that's how it happens sometimes. That's the first time anything like that ever happened to me, man. Mm. So, you know, I definitely apologize to the people, man. But, you know, it was definitely like some business, some background business things, you know, that it wasn't my fault, man. But, you know, I'm not here to try to, you know what I'm saying, shit on nobody or nothing, man. But, you know, definitely next time, man, the business will be taken care of better, man, where it's like, yo, this man is coming here for this reason, and y'all know it, and it's all good. You know what I'm saying? It won't be like no, yo, skip the dip, cut the corner type shit, you know?
Mm, exactly. Now, before we leave this issue, because it is a negative we don't want to talk about tonight, but what was the reasoning, just to clear that up, what was the reasoning that they turned you away?
I mean, basically, I'm not trying to put it all out there like that, man, but, you know, I was told to say that I was visiting the U.K., when in all actuality, I was coming to the UK to do business, you know what I'm saying? And once I was told I was visiting, you know what I'm saying, that's what I told them. And, you know, they started investigating. Now, I'm coming off a 7-hour flight, you know, and it's like, you visiting who? All right, what's his last name? All right, what's the phone number? You know, and I'm coming off a 7-hour flight. I'm just waking up and shit. So this shit, like, they bombarded me almost. Like, yo, what's his name? Who's this? What's that? You know, it's like... damn, you know, I had to go on my computer for some of that shit. And it was like, all right, you know, time's up type shit. They hit me with the OC, time's up type shit. And it was like, yo, we gonna review your case in the back and shit, man. So, I mean, I just leave it at that, man. Word, man. Yeah. It just, you know, it definitely wasn't my fault. Like, Master P, it ain't my fault, man.
Exactly, exactly. Now, I must admit, from all the feedback we've had, people were really understanding, and that nobody at all would ever blame yourself. They just kind of blame the system that we've got. But it's not unique to this country. I know it happens a lot out there in America as well and around the world right now. Securities are really tight, and it's just very unfortunate. But people are understanding, and people just waiting for the time that you can come back.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I was really looking forward to this, man, because, you know, I haven't been out in the UK in a minute, man. And it's like, and I don't know, man. It's just something like always, man, with the UK, man, I always feel like at home, man. I always feel like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's the same language, you know what I'm saying? You got Nando's out there, you know what I'm saying? I'm out there chilling and shit like that. And it's like, when that happened, man, that was definitely, like, I didn't see that coming, man. And that kind of hurt, man. Like, I'm just getting over that shit, man. I'm telling you, really, for real, like, literally today, I'm just getting over that shit, man. That really hurt, man. But, you know, there'll be a next time, man, and I'll make it all up and shit for the people.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Now, I think that you'll be comforted, and I don't think the success of your new album has been affected at all out here. People are absolutely loving it. I know quite a few copies were given away on this station and actually at the gig that you didn't make it to. Main Source, what an album. What an album to fire back with.
Damn, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate that, man. You know, you get all these mixed reviews, dudes, man. They out there, you know, they think they aficionados on hip-hop, and you know what I'm saying? I want to put that out there, man, like B-Boy hip-hop, man, you know, the Main Source album, man. I just wanted to put it out there as like a B-Boy hip-hop album, you know what I'm saying, like carrying on the tradition, man. So yo, I appreciate that.
No, I mean, every comment from any listener or any reviewer, anybody we talk to, really, everything has been positive. And you know, I suppose you have heard this a lot about the album, but it was so refreshing. I think it's probably going to be the most refreshing album to hear of the year, in the sense that it was just like, it was like we were back in 91, but could come across as negative, but this was just, it was so fresh to go, wow, that's hip-hop again. There it is.
Yeah, yo, I appreciate that, man. Definitely, man. Like, for a dude like me, man, that right there, man, that's the plug in the socket for me, man. That's all I need to hear, man. Mm-hmm. So now I just want to pick up the pace, man, and just start mass-producing a little bit, iller, and, you know, just more often, man. Like, right now, you know, like, after we get off the phone, man, just with the energy that you're giving me right now, man, I'll probably go in and just start, you know, writing something up, man, like, for this next project, man, just to, you know, get something out there more sooner than later, man, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk about the next project as well, as much as you want to reveal. Now, the material, then, on Main Source, I mean, when was this recorded? I mean, was this recorded last year, or is this kind of, was some of the work archived from the past few years? I mean, what was the kind of build and the building process of that album?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's little joints here and there, like, you know, after a little while, after the First Class album, like, I kind of sat back, you know, I did my shows and everything, and when, you know, once everything tapered off on that end, it was like I sat back, you know, I did my little review of how it went down, like, you know, on the First Class joint, like, I was using the ASRX Pro for some of my beats, and I saw people, you know, it was like, yo, this is a different sound for LP, I don't know, you know, and things like that, so I kind of said, alright, cool, you know, I see what's up with that, like, yo, let me just hit him with that original recipe, man, and just, like, you know, just started accumulating, like, joints, man, I became attached to, and I was like, yo, I gotta make these songs, man, like, I consider myself a hip-hop songwriter, and so it was like, you know, I gotta make some nice songs, man, for the people to rock to, some B-boy hip-hop joints, man, and so right after that First Class run, man, like, I just had to, you know, start put my joints together, man. So, you know, ever since, like, the last little couple of, you know, shows that I did for First Class to, you know, when we dropping it, man, like, I had been working on it, definitely.
Now, how did you think the album would be received? I mean, obviously, some might say, well, it's fairly obvious. You thought, look, this is a dope album. Everybody's going to think this is dope. Everybody. We're talking, you know, from Soulja Boy fans right the way through. But, I mean, did you have any reservations on how people were going to receive the sound that you've captured in this album?
A little bit, because the game is so far from where it's supposed to be and from what it originated as, that it's like sometimes you're like, yo, am I too to the left on this right now? Because, you know, crunk is so big, or, you know, all of these different other genres are, you know, so big. And it's like, yo, but this is original recipe hip hop, you know. So it's like you know, what my thing is, this is funny, is like I've been telling my dudes this too. It's like a part of, there's a movie, Sonny Carson, the Education of Sonny Carson, and like he gets out of prison or whatever the case may be, but like he goes up to the gang and it's like, yo, I won't be a part of this gang. And they like, oh, well, you won't be a part, all right, cool, you know, meet us here. And then like he, you know, Sonny Carson shows up, and like they just got a big long ass line of just people with chains and bats and shit like that, and like he got to run through this line. Like, that's how I feel like with this album. Like, you know what I'm saying, I'm just running through chains and bats and just crazy stuff, like, you know. But in the end, man, it'd be like, yo, all right, you good now, you know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't been mass producing, you know, I haven't, you know, put my music out on the hustler rate or anything like that. So, you know, a lot of people like, ah, laws, you know. But you know, I feel like after this, man, it'll be all good.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I've got a few listener questions come through, so I think it's only right. I mean, obviously, with somebody like yourself passing through tonight, there's been a huge listener response, and a lot of listeners who know where hip-hop's at, and a lot of people really felt the album and just want us to ask the questions. So we'll just run into some of these questions now. I'll read this question as it came in, then. You spent your formative years privy to all the secrets and magic of the golden era. What would you say was the best moment you spent in the studio with the likes of Eric B and Rakim whilst under the tutelage of Paul C?
Oh, man. The best time that I had with Eric B and Rakim sessions, man, was just, there was one session where I saw Rakim. I mean, and that alone was special, because in a lot of the Eric B and Rakim sessions, you didn't see Rakim. But, you know, Rakim came in, man, and, you know what I'm saying, he had the notebook under one arm, and he had the big glad bag full of trees in the other, you know what I'm saying? And I had a beat rocking, like, this was kind of the earlier times when, you know, I just had started getting in on the project, and we had the big speakers rocking, and, like, Rod just sat in the middle of those speakers, man, and just, it was just like, that was just ill, man, just how it all went down, man. It was like, you know what I'm saying, he threw the glad bag up there, you know what I'm saying, he had the 380, you know what I'm saying, he threw the 380 up on the board, man. He just sat back, man, you know what I'm saying, rolled one up, and just listening to the beat, it just, it, you know, it was kind of ill, because it's like, you know, he was evaluating the beat, and just, you just see him jot down a few words at a time, man. It was like, that was mind-blowing for me, man. Even to this day, man, like, I still see that, and it's like, yo, you know, that's crazy, man. I appreciate that them dudes even embraced a young dude like me, man, and, you know, brought me in under their wings, man, like that.
Absolutely. Going to a question now from one of our studio team members. He's saying that these days we're living in the age of the kind of celebrity producer, you know, Kanye, P. Diddy, Dre, etc. Now, in contrast, guys like yourself, Primo, Pete Rock, you've been largely content to let the music you do speak for itself. Is this by design, or would you like a bit of the MTV limelight for yourself? Asked Dino.
Well, nah, not really, man. Like me, you know, I try to keep it hip-hop, man, try to keep it low-key. I mean, well, really, and if you really want to think about it, man, like, you know, who started, like, the producer getting that light? It was Pete Rock, you know what I'm saying? Because in the beginning of East Joint, it'd be like, yo, another Pete Rock remix. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of these dudes these days are just running with Pete's formula on that. Like, Pete was really the first producer that was like, you know, he throw his signature on the joint and be like, yo, Pete Rock, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, so, I mean, but with me, man, since I wear so many hats at so many different times, you know, like, I just let the rappers, you know what I'm saying, be the, you know, I ain't trying to, like, in the joint that I did with Styles P and AZ, like, I just bigged them up. Like, yo, I don't, you know, y'all will read the credits, or y'all will see, you know, who did it in the long run, you know, but, you know, let the rappers do their thing. You know, that's just my angle on it, though.
Yeah, okay. Well, another listener question. Robert M. is asking that he just downloaded this incredible free album, he's saying, by a cat called L.E.O. Now, he says, it turns out that you, Large Professor, did the beats for this amazing album, yet lyrically and topically, it's not what he would expect from Extra P. He's asking then, how did that collab come about, and can we expect to hear more of the same?
Well, L is one of my dudes from around the way in Flushing, and, you know, L is like a brother to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, he has always been into the hip-hop. You know, even from back in the days when I was down with Main Source, you know, I would see him be like, yo, what's up, man, you know, and now he's trying his hand at rapping, and, you know, the dude comes with some intelligence, man, just like the album says, man, you know what I'm saying? So once I saw he was trying to do something, it was like, sure, man, let's get busy. You know, it was originally supposed to be like one or two songs, and then after a while, man, it was like, yo, let's just go ahead and knock an album out, you know, because he was working at a rapid rate, man. L is a superb lyricist on the low. Like, L comes through on them lyrics, man. So it was like, yo, boom, you know, we just knocked a whole project out, man. And it is a little left because it's not all, you know, street and everything like that. But I rock with it, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I rock with L all day, man. Like, L comes with something totally different and refreshing to hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? It's just not street gutter, you know, rah, 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 blunt, you know, cigarette, you know, and all of that. Mm, it's like, yo, speaking with some intelligence, so, you know, definitely, man. I mean, you know, I'm always into that type of stuff, man, definitely.
Absolutely. Now, myself and Menace, we also host a show with Peter Rosenberg, Three's the Magic Number, and we had on the first show, we had Cormega as the guest, and we're just interested really to see, you know, are there any plans in the future for you and Cormega to work together, and you know, can we expect a full album maybe from yourselves?
Yeah, man, I've got Mega is running around right now with a banger, man. We did this joint right now it's named Stackhouse, like, because, you know, that he says Stackhouse in the joint, but he's running around with a banger right now, like. And I always tell Mega, like, yo, man, whenever you ready to roll the sleeves up and, you know, let's get in there and just, like, knock a whole joint out, man. Like, let's go, man, you know what I'm saying? But he, like all the rest of them, man, like, dudes, you know, they want to take their artistry to different levels and, you know, different places, man. So I respect that. And, you know, I don't be too much down his back, man, like, yo. But, you know, I just always let him know, like, yo, like, with me, with all of them dudes, man, from Queensbridge, man, I'm just like that, man. I'm just like, yo, come on, man, we got it, you know. So it's like, you know, dudes be, you know, sometimes they're like, oh, like, Lord, just crazy, man, yo, you crazy or whatever. But, you know, like Mega, man, me and Mega, it's always good money, man, definitely.
Absolutely. Now, before we get to rounding things up, things have changed, like you've already said throughout the interview. Things have changed in hip-hop since the early days, when you were kind of cutting your production teeth, so to speak. Things have changed. There were no YouTube back then. There were no YouTube beat-making tutorials, how to use this, no sample kit CDs, or very few, no production message boards. Do you think that people have it too easy these days when it comes to production?
Yes, but because there's so much that, you know, some people, there's so much out there, they don't know what to choose from, and they don't know, I mean, I guess it's good if you're a person who reads, you know what I'm saying, and you get all of it. It's like, all right, cool, I could take all of this and, you know, get back to doing my productions and, you know, use all of these tips and everything like that. But, I mean, I guess there's no downside to it, man. You know, information, free information on the internet, man, there's no downside to it, man. It's just like, yo, you know, you could get tips from Pete Rock, you could get tips from this. You can't get no tips from Lars Pro, you know what I'm saying, because I ain't got that on, you know, I'm not putting that on YouTube, man. That's, you know, stuff that was passed down to me from Paul C and stuff like that. So it's little intricate little things, man, that I try to keep within my little immediate circle, man. But, yo, it's all good, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of dudes don't even need that. A lot of dudes just coming in on their own strength. Like, yo, boom. Like, yo, I took one of those tips or a few of those tips, and, you know, I got my own little niche. And, you know, that's what it's all about, too.
All right. That definitely addresses that. There were quite a few questions. We've tried to summarize those all into that last question. People are very interested in, obviously, with your knowledge and the connections that you've had throughout hip-hop and throughout the some what people are saying some of the best years of hip-hop, people are asking about specific groups. And one predominant question that's coming through now is about Eric B. and Rakim. And people are asking, I mean, there's been a lot of talk about this, but what did Eric B. contribute to that partnership?
Yo, it's a vibe that Eric B. has, man. He has knowledge. Mm. You know what I'm saying? He has knowledge. Like, it's a knowledge that he has about music, about what goes with what loop to use, what's hot. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has that knowledge, man. It's just crazy, man. Like, he knows what to use. He knows, like, yo, put this with that and that, and it's good money. Mm. Like, he has that. You know what I'm saying? He knows, like, yo, scratch this part in there, and it's good. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I didn't know, but now I know, man. Like, Eric B., man, is yo, he's high in knowledge, man. I just leave it at that, man. He has that higher knowledge, man. That sometimes, you know, as a child, man, like you know, you might see your parents or whatever, and you be like, ah, why they telling me this or whatever? But when you get older, you be like, yo, that was real stuff right there. That, you know what I'm saying, this person was telling me or whatever, and that's what Eric B is, man. He just higher knowledge, man. Definitely.
Okay. Now, the great success of this album, the amount of respect that we've seen it get in, the main Source album that's been released a few weeks ago, what about up-and-coming projects? I mean, who are you working with in the studio at the moment, and that other project that you mentioned at the start of the interview? Just tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get in there with AG, man. I got to get in there with AG. AG right now, his mic is on fire right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, definitely got to get in there with AG. Going to work a lot more with Killer Shy, some of my dudes that I'm bringing up, my dude Guardian Leap. I got my dude Kyle. You know, I sent beats out to 50s Camp, so we'll see if that produces anything. Mm-hmm. You know, just trying to do my little things, man. You know, just how I do it, man, my productions, man. But like I said about the project that I want to, you know, come out there with right after this one, man, you know, it's shaping up nicely, man. It should be out there real soon. You know, we'll just leave it at that, man. It's going to be a LP surprise, man. I'll leave it at that.
All right, cool. That's good enough for us. Listen, Large Professor, thank you so much for taking the time out tonight. And from all the listeners here, and I think everybody in hip-hop, all the fans and artists alike, thank you for everything.
Yo, I appreciate it, man. Definitely, man. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the great energy, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Listen, God bless. Hopefully we'll keep in touch. And, of course, we're supporting everything on Conspiracy Worldwide Radio. We're about to get into a track from Main Source right now.
Peace.
Large Professor, the Friday Night Live show. Let's keep things moving. And let's keep true to our word and go into a track from that album. Conspiracy Worldwide, what on earth is going to happen when Mr. Hyde comes on this radio show? Menace has already left the studio. That's why you didn't hear from him throughout that interview. He's gone. The amount of fear that is in this studio can be sensed and smelt from 4 miles away. We're scared. Mr. Hyde coming soon.
Yeah. Intro. The Willie Laws, Pro P. Mitchell, with some more Hyde official hits, y'all. Really need to hear in your ears, so here we go. Take it in your spirit and your soul as we bang out with the old like last week and into the new with that sassy classic backseat banging hip hop. Coming from a place where the rhymes don't stop. Hit a record store downtown, wax his chops severely. With them fresh beats, not daily. My crib, try to bite, boy, you will get dropkicked through analog fiber optic. Junkyard, alleyway, trash can soldier, favored by none and with the last exposure. Click the perfect flick, was
the first to get, but the last they got. Now that is hot in the master spot, tweaking up melodies. Reason of telling these tales like Tel Aviv. Tradition of the new black rendition. Heavy hand friction on the late man. Listen, sparkle and glisten at all on them curves. Conversate with the Turks and talk with the Serbs. Organize for the girls and for the guys. This rap meat rack been fortified with the hoodness. Answer why in the world shouldn't this be number one? Under the sun, moon and stars, I spit frantic bars. Professor KB.
Shout out to Carl Scully, all Hatfield crew, keeping things moving tonight. I don't know where Menace has gone, actually. I just said to him, we've got Mr. Hyde, I remember, and he went. He just had a blank look on his face. And then he just...
I was scared.
Oh, you're there. Sorry, I didn't...
I was that scared,
man. You just popped up in the dark.
I popped up in the dark.
Smashing every counterpart with
Queen. That's all right. I thought it was just the Mr. Hyde news. Mad loads up. Dingy down, dirty, then he rose up. Chopping that thing in the lab with the faux tuck. Back in the forefront. Rapping name roller blunt. This is what they want. You had yours. Hold up. Eradicate all ducks. Break walnuts. Head to BX on the Q44 bus. Only took $4. Dang. Like old shucks, LP in the back with the gold front.
Fresh fitted white tee, burner stuffed in the V-Sues. My squad glow in the dark. I built Noah's Ark and cashed in on the profits once I sold the trademark. I plot to harm, can't see me in the octagon. Stay your army down, have J. Ronan drop the bomb. Guard your jaw, Armageddon, I spark it all. Took two shots from you bitches, licked my wounds and walked it off. Guns and my eagles way bigger than my fan base. So I beat the shit out rappers and give out left handshakes. Fuck my ex-bitch, ex-con, ex-drug abuser. Up in Exxon with a mask on, flexing a Ruger. Let you lames do the math. Stuck on that simple shit. Can't begin to comprehend how my science is arithmetic. Blow dough on a 10G spread. Blow off your limbs. Name my new bazooka super. The way she blowing off heads. Freak shit like that freak bitch Danny to spread her legs. Bite the hands off to feed me to keep the wolves fed. I invented this. Me and a bunch of demented kids. I don't spit bars, faggot. I spit life sentences. I fucking hate backpack rap. I backpack max. And you faggot backpackers by your backpack straps. All you herbs know. Pipe down, I bust boom. My whole click glow. Leave holes in your koofies and earth. You faces for doormats, hit your doormats. Laid out more studs over blueprints than floor plans. Did everything in your power to try to prevent this. My saliva drips and dries, that cement mix. Wipe off that lipstick, limp dick, I've been sick. Consistent from long distance, you need medical assistance. And I don't care where we are, homie, I blast you here. My army marching to your pleas and your gas for air. Slice you from ear to ear, I'm so sincere. There's no images, it glares and mirrors when I appear. We a pack of wild bears, setting traps in the clear. Stick ivory and gold spares in the ones you hold dear. Dummies wishing on pipe dreams with stars coming down. My niggas go jewelry shopping when stars come to town. We on shaky ground, planet weak under my feet. Shoot half a Gandhi's face off for turning his cheek. Love is sweet but not known to me. The dark is like home to me. Stood on an opponent, sword wrong and Pai Mei scolding me, molding me. The omen sees the potency. Die with a platinum tongue, stolen gun and silver rosary. My poetry been wildin' like Rikers Island. Edgar Allan's essence, bitch, my gift is the presence. The Iceman, leave you frozen in the ice lands, torturing ice scans. Bloodstreams addicts you to ice, human ice slabs. Slices, ice picks, and knife stabs. The pale horse turn to stone after the first glance. In the same trance, my shit make a thousand corpses dance. Get deep, bro, from the recoil. Spilling oil, made the sea boil and spoil. My season long freeze the penal coal. Lynch the immoral. Banging hammers, construction site grammar. Descriptions, bananas, on police scanners. Heavy handed bandit, ran scams on the dragnet. Ex addict, who's addict, confined to the Vatican's attic. Snatch you out your shit, broad day, cruise your drop. Pick your bitch up in it later, bruise a twat. You ain't no gangster, motherfucker. Who you shot? Them faggot niggas in your clique, the only tools you got. I throw a
take or visit my peeps and wreck the gels. Discussing hits, CO's thick as record sales. I'm just lounging in my Dolphins, giving them the evil eye. Smoking on a Taylor, eating some Twinkie pie. Locking me up, don't do shit, but make me worse, you pig. The way I see it, just another vacation you dig. And I'll be out soon enough, up to my old charades. With a brand new white tee, I'm strapped in Ultra Blaze.
The artist is called Gutta, G-U-T-T-A. The track is called Beware. We're going to be dipping into that album a little bit more tonight. Shout out to Nasa Allah. Throw it down, Storm. Right, I reckon next guest tonight should be the scariest man in hip hop.
Whack niggas out there,
Mr. Hyde.
Perpetrating. Mr. Drunk again. Yeah. Cool shit for the Bishop's Anthology. And when I'm done, don't expect no apology. Stupid motherfuckers should've stepped when I warned them. I'm from the east side of Carson, California. I'm just anxious to whoop some ass. Whack rappers talking shit, I'm smacking you fags. Rainbow strip down the side of your whip. Live rap magazines, how you used to be a crip. Oh, what's the word? You full of shit and you light skin, hairy tricks, stay on Pac's dick. The nerve of niggas, there's too many to diss. Yeah, murder you niggas, but all the rhymes won't fit. Backpack niggas up in Fifth Street dicks. Now they back whack rapping, claiming six so crip. You got a problem, no problem, I solve it. But my name, motherfucker, don't involve it. Cause it can get ugly, turn whoopee, here's the view. No Sherm, but I'm Sookie, put tips on you. Magnum 357, not the group to heat. Cock the hammer, pop any too big and see. West Coast, I'm running it home. I raised you kids, you come out my group home. You crazy kids, I got too much ammo. So start beef with me and get played like a fucking piano.
But I don't sing, motherfucker. Nah. When it come to lyrics, I'm the king, motherfucker. Yeah. Crooked eyes, clocking some cash, rocking the mask. And if you run up, I'm glocking your ass. Put your ugly face under an oxygen mask. Damn, who did you like that is what doctors are asked. Who's the king of the coast, nigga, you not. I'm reeling up the ghost right for the ghost of Tupac. My brother caught a couple slugs when them dudes shot. We shot back and them dudes dropped. He hit the emergency room, blood dripping in his tube socks. I hit the studio, made a banger for your boombox. Cause that's what me and Rev do best. We dropped DJs and MCs and started the new West. Another hit for you Sambos. You gay Liberace niggas get played like a fucking piano.
You more bars than the Vegas Strip. I evaded a squad car just to make this shit. Fighting agent to the law like it's Matrix 6. And I'm amazing by far with a sacred gift. From an ancient hood where the hatred is. Putting dead vapor bodies in a vacant crib. I'm probably playing Miles Davis. Black and mild blazing. Leave a nigga aching from the ankles to the cranium. It's crazy round here, so I act bipolar. Polar Bear Express over tracks I ogre. Eat okra, keep doja, teach coaches. In the nigga's career if he need closure. Go dumb on beats like I'm from East Oakland. But I'm from the A1A, my people stay in motion. Motivated with music and I'm so emotionless. Flowing open oceans up just like Moses did. I'm appalled, you rappers that say you hard. And I clap at you niggas just like it was an applause. The Fats Domino, Styles playing the keys. All you fat head niggas wanna play with Steve's. Rev said he's sick of MCs, I'm the antidote. The rest of y'all rappers getting played like a funky beat. Yeah, that's right.
Rev, you playing these dudes like
taking the old to the new. The classic funky piano tune. Oh, down King T if you're locked on. Yes, I am over 25. It's all about ham sandwiches. We're going to be hearing a little clip from Skinny Niner. It's an exclusive, unheard. Well, it's a story, really. So we're going to have a story time with Skinny Niner a little bit later on the show. But before we do that, it's time to talk to our next guest tonight. He'll be with us in about 10 minutes. It's going to be a horrifying, unbelievably terrifying interview. He's coming, Mr. Hyde.
See what happens to heroes, bro? You want to see badass, motherfucker? I'll show you badass!
The Devil's Rejects.
As requested. Then.
I once shot up a church, I wanna try it again, to make sure that every Christian's gonna die for my sins. Y'all are cursed, just like the children of Israel. I make your head spin like Ezekiel's wheels. When they play my records backwards, it was ill as can be. They obey the message and start killing their own family. I wanna do the right thing, please believe me, Lord. I don't write these rhymes, I get them from my Ouija board. I'm wide awake inside my dreams and ain't even sleep yet. I jump up, gasping for breath in a deep sweat. I can read your mind, your impure thoughts weren't good. Hit you in the head with a shovel and buried you in the woods. I'ma kick your ass quick fast, leave you with whiplash. Chanting witchcraft when I blast at your bitch ass. Just got out of jail and I ain't sweating a bit. Went down to the schoolyard and fucking threatened your kids.
I'm a dead man walking. Dead man walking.
One of the wonders that the science has found. I should buy a large town and rock a diamond to drown. Make the girls walk around in the tiniest gowns. No exceptions, you obey a law. What I say is law. One of your many fucking flaws to get your table saw. Acts just a law, same thing you'd ask God. You can walk amongst the stars, but the mass hard. You can't imagine what it's like with only half sight. You need a magnifying glass and a flashlight. Thorns prick you cause you can't walk the path right. You weak pussies get scratched like cat fights. While the law stays beautiful and markless. A black guard in a suit made of darkness. Listening to my fucking music at the right tune. To have you going fucking loon in the white room.
I'm a dip dipper. I'm a dip dip man, man, man walking. I'm a dip dip man, man, man walking. I'm a dip man, 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 man walking. I'm a dip 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 dip, dip man walking.
I want you to pray to your God. I want you.
Damn,
to
man, over 25, you start to feel old.
I want lightning to come down and crash.
You start to feel old when you buy Monster Munch.
Oh, great God.
And they look tiny.
And I repent. Oh, I feel the love of the God Almighty. Oh, the Holy Spirit is in my body.
Even boost bars in the last year have got smaller. The UK is in a massive slump.
They do the devil's work.
Have you felt the pinch yet, Menace? The pinch of this big recession, apparently, that we're having at the moment?
Yeah, man, I'm broke as fuck. Seriously having a hard time. I really am.
And do you think it's because of this economic slump we're having in the UK at the moment?
Yeah, not as much as it should be, but yeah.
Or do you think it's just because you keep buying trainers? No, do you
probably because I keep buying trainers.
No, but seriously, I mean, do you think it? I don't know. I think anybody who drives a car, you're definitely feeling it because prices now, they're making up their own prices. One garage, one station you'll go to, they'll be like per gallon or per litre or whatever they do it in, I don't know, it'll be like £1.20 something. You go to the next one, it's £1.09. But you don't really notice it. I'm a sort of person who don't care. I never even look and go, all right, let me judge now, £1.11. I'm not stopping there. Let me go to the next one. I don't do that. I think thousands don't either. So I think we are being slowly being drained. And if you own your own house as well, then of course all the bills have gone up, everything's gone up. Crazy amount of money you have to put down now to buy your own house. It's a crazy deposit. It used to be about 6,000 on a kind of average house, but now it's at least 20,000 up front before you can even consider buying the house and get the mortgage out. So I just wondered if you were feeling the pinch. So, but you're broke. Now, you work hard. I know you do a day job, don't you?
Yeah, we won't go there, but yeah. Yeah, I do.
No, we won't. So you are actually... what I'm trying to say is we're not a couple of bums. We're not a couple of Uncle Howies just sat there going, oh, we're broke, man. You know, we do work and...
We do work, yeah.
Even with that, we've got... You're scared now, aren't you? I can tell you're scared. You're wondering, don't say it. Don't mention it. Don't say it, bro.
Bro,
God, do your thing.
Yeah. Overnight shit right here.
We're just trying to lighten things up in the studio before Mr. Hyde brings a veil of death to the studio.
Gotta get it for real. Revolution, know what time it is. Watch me.
Get your crucifix ready, everybody.
Yo,
kick it off, man.
From the inner city where you gotta hustle to eat, and your peers wanna kill you if you fuck with police. Young boys busting the heat, tuck you to sleep. I twist one, fuck with a freak and fuck with a beat. I came a long way, gunplay shootouts, tore the whole block up, moved into a new house. Mama stressed out and my bra got an attitude, so I wrote a rap or two about what's on the avenue. I admit the style was shoot 'em up, but the crew got wild each time I queued it up, and the bras got loose when I spit the game. But I heard around town clowns bit the name, so I added Simpson to make it authentic. A true hip hop sound laced with raw lyrics. Decades ahead of my time. Battle with rhymes, a battle with nines. I can straddle the line.
Doing my thing.
Hustle hard for cash.
So what's on the mic
in the streets?
Right back to the beats.
I had to do my thing. I'ma still do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Yeah, watch me do my thing. Do it. Do it.
Rhyming in the lunchroom, tapping on the tabletop. Trapper keeper full of rhymes, smacking on a tater tot. Growing in and knowing I'm the best. Midwest, left east coast, hottest fire from the tech. We tote, we spoke, we smoke, we came and we flame. We sick, we spit, we shit, but we broke. We cope, we focused on seeing the D blow. We know good things come to those that keep hope. Battle after battle with the futureless future niggas. I do to them what two gorillas do to food for living. It's survival when the mic alive, people listening. And when you battle with a Looney Tune, keep your distance. Get in my face, get wasted. Take six, like a director on a six take with a fake script. Get rid of beef like steak tips. Get curled like a weight lift, or Jerry, you curled like a cake clip. But no, my guns never shooting over. He say, she say, I'm the product of the kept a peace way. Whatever we spray, we kill, never lose it. We'd rather start a revolution like the DJ.
I had to do my thing. I'ma still do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Do it. Do it.
Fellas, I wanna do my thing. Now you know, like doing it. Let me do my thing.
One listener responds to what we're saying about being over 25 when you start to use that phrase. One listener's saying, over 25, that's not old. He says, I know I'm getting old now. I've got big hairs coming out my nose. He says, once you get over 30, hairs start to come in, grow out of places which you never imagined it was possible. Also, he says that he's now put on so much weight that, you know, people are just calling him Blob Boy as well. So that's
Blob coming, Boy.
Well, that's what he's saying anyway. He's saying that his metabolism slowed down so much, he's just people just call him Blob. What are you laughing for? People just call him Blob Boy when he's got these huge hairs coming out of his nose. But big up C-Pace. So anyway, thank you for that message. Let's think about now the doom which is going to come over the studio. We could reach for our haunting sound effects that we use on Friday the 13th show, but I don't think we will. I don't know if I'm up to this. I really don't. I think I'm going to act like Daniel Barch, and I'm just going to pray while this song plays.
Yo, Rev, it's pros and cons. They were saying anything pro is positive, anything con is negative.
Mr. Hyde next.
Yeah, there's a reason why my friends did cocaine. I sat home at night trying to get my beats pro game. Propane, sound provider, own lane. A protagonist with a process that's profane. Professor X and Pro OF is pain. But life reunites, dance the clouds like Soul Train. Train to pull a dame, close the deal like Whoa Man. Low land, professional,
Hall of Fame, all in the same. We're ballers and Holly Davidson scholars. Not a mission for dollars, it's for the people in pain. We reach, but when they breach, people are slain. This ain't a way to proceed when you see what it gained. I'm pro-family, still use profanity. Party time, like my damn manager's Wayne. Planning on damaging things with a cannon in flame. Fucking amateurs get hung from their old gold chain. Code name evidence, name same ever since Revolution stepped in LA. The freshest, the program, back down to no man. Speed flows for slow jams, a legend this way. Throw on the vest to protect my chest and grab more than a picket sign when time to protest. Provocative prose, the flows project. I'm a professor, you get your fucking progress check. I don't sign contracts, I sign agreements. I don't conversate without reason. I'm not a convict, I'm a free man. While you on Con Air, dealing with your demons. The Constitution's a conflict of interest. I'm not a con man, I'm honest, that's the difference. There's pros and cons in hustling dope. We from the only game where cons turn pro. We from LA where there's constant bomb threats. Some fully executed, not concepts. Simple messages so clear it's complex. This shit right here is teamwork, not a contest. Now there are a couple cons I will say. You know the ones with K's like Shaka Khan and Kanye. I should've never done Confidence. Done the same song but called the shit Dominance. I don't congratulate, I celebrate. Yeah, I'll catch the fish. Motherfucker, I sell the bait. And selling weight, I collect, don't conjure. I'm like, damn, this some real shit I'm onto. I'm good in different hoods through my language and etiquette. EV hate the con, still love Connecticut. I don't concentrate, I focus. I never contemplate, I press forward. Oh!
Shouting out to Yanni in Karachi. Out there in Pakistan, tuned in.
You know the fucking concept.
All the numerous people around the world. Whether you're listening to us live in real time or you're listening to the edited podcast. Bear in mind we do edit podcasts.
The fucking concept.
So it pays to listen live. The next few minutes could also be cut out.